Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And alongside him is Jeff Ellison. It's Wednesday, December 1st, 2010. 24 shopping days till Christmas. And happy Chanukah.
Chanukah?
I know.
Episode 6.38, the Week 13 preview show. It's spelled Chanukah, but it's pronounced Hanukkah.
Hanukkah, actually, if you want to be Yiddish about it.
Okay.
Be that way. Be Yiddish
about
it. Just
say Hanukkah and okay. Everybody will be okay.
Dreidel. I made it out of clay.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
It's the holiday season.
Lighting
man.
The menorah tonight.
That's right. First night.
Someone tweeted, I found the menorah. It was in the box of Christmas stuff. Like, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Only in America, baby.
Yes.
Only in America.
My previous boss, who was Jewish, by the way, he was like, my wife's on me to put Christmas stuff up. And I'm like, honey, we're Jewish. And she's like, well, can we at least put like those blue lights up around the house that some people
do? The blue lights.
And he's like, no.
Yeah, no. But you know what? I have many, many Jewish friends, and they enjoy the Christmas season just fine. They don't decorate their house with any Christmas things. They keep it Jewish and kosher for Hanukkah and everything. But they fully enjoy the trees out and the lights on people's houses and stuff. So I like that a lot. I mean, I love that about this country. It's just, you know, we all have our cultures, we all have our backgrounds, and we come together and we make a hodgepodge and we mix it up and call
hodgepodge. Week 13.
Speaking of hodgepodges. Doggy, it's getting close. Is it just me or is it getting hot in here?
I think this is the week I get pretty close to you. I may not catch you this week, but I think I might get pretty darn close.
What I'm looking forward to most is your anticipation of my picks. Because I've turned them on their heads a little bit.
I
changed my picks so many times this week because there are so many great games. You know, I went and looked at the line, Steven, and there is maybe three games that are favored by more than a touchdown.
Yeah.
And how many weeks have we had like that this season?
A lot.
It seems like most of them. And
I'll tell you what.
There is one blowout pick of the week.
For the fourth straight week, we have two juegos grandes estupendos de la semana.
We have to. We have no choice. We don't write this stuff.
Big games.
They're huge. They're bigger than big.
So we'll cover that. We'll cover some news and a Pittsburgh Steeler who's feeling a little sorry for himself.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, I was thinking, do I make fun of him?
Did
what
you
do
say
I
little
do?
Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yeah,
feeling a little,
yeah.
He's a big Pittsburgh Steeler.
And that's where I was going. He's a big Pittsburgh Steeler. And so I'm not really sure I want to make fun of him because this is a guy who could probably crush me into a pulp.
Yeah. And you know where you'd start? Your head.
Yeah. Well, and there you go. But here's the news. Basically, James Harrison, linebacker for the Pittsburgh Steelers, believes that the NFL is making an example out of him, and they are just basically targeting him to give him fines every week.
Look, the dude has coughed up $125,000 in fines on four infractions since mid-October.
$125,000. I tell you what, Harrison, stop hitting people in the head, and you won't get messed with. It is that simple.
Now,
and you know what? You know what it's going to take? It's going to take for you to get suspended a game. No more fines, because we gave you four of them. They weren't good enough. You didn't learn your lesson. Now sit for a game. Now let's see if you learn your lesson.
So, Steven, as you've looked at the replays of those penalties,
yes.
Some of which were not penalized.
On the field. But it doesn't matter.
Later on, you're fined. Right. They look at him and they find them. And I believe in that process, by the way.
Yes.
If you don't call it on the field, that doesn't mean jack. It doesn't mean that there was nothing wrong.
Well, there was
on.
No penalty on the field.
No, there was no one looking at that particular
incident.
Well,
there should have been a penalty, and we're talking to the referees about that. Trust me.
Okay. Well, and which gets me onto a different topic of mine altogether, and that is the former head of officiating, Mike Pereira.
Yes.
And the Pereira absence. And I want to talk about that, but I want to talk about that
the
separately.
Pereira absence?
Yeah, I think there's something to be said.
He's not
there.
Absent.
Well, he's working for Fox.
Yeah, he's
he shows up to work every day.
Work
he just
there.
Doesn't work in Park Avenue for the NFL.
Yeah, big difference.
And it's a huge difference, and I think it's had something to do with what we're saying.
The prayer of void.
Okay.
Because there's been a void, but he's not absent.
No, no.
You know, it's not like they call
the other day, I lost my job. Well, it's not so much I lost it. I know where it is, but when I went there was this other guy doing it.
You know, Mike Pereira. I guess he's absent today.
Pereira. Bueller.
Absent. Miranda, present. Ellis, present.
No, Ellis, Pereira. Not present. I had to call both attendance offices today. I hate that. I hate calling the attendance offices, both of them.
Children were out.
No, Kara was out last week and we never told him because of Thanksgiving. So I had a makeup call to prove that she wasn't ditching.
Yes, I got the call once. We took Elena to go somewhere.
You took her.
And we got the call like 4 weeks later.
Yeah, your daughter was absent on one day. It's like, No,
all it said is your daughter was absent. And I'm like, so I called the school panicky. Yeah,
see?
I just dropped her off.
These automated systems, if you don't implement them properly, you scare parents.
Yeah. I was like, I dropped her off this morning. She was in her line. Where is she? And they're like, no, she's here today. Then why
did you freaking call me saying that she was out?
Right, saying that she...
That was last month, sir. Then say it.
Then say your child was out last month and give me a day.
These are automated systems, and theirs clearly failed because what mine says for my kid, for Kara's school, is it says your child was absent from one or more periods today.
Okay.
Now, if I got that message and I dropped her off at school, she's getting... Now, unlike Elena, my daughter's 13. She's getting her butt kicked.
Right.
Would you go up to Starbucks with your buddies and think you're going to get away with it? I don't think so.
Which, you know...
No, you don't ditch school. You don't ditch school.
You don't? You didn't?
Oh, yeah. Well, I had
a car. It's weird how parents say it's like, I never did. You cannot ditch school. Did you do it?
Depends what period it was, and it depends who the teacher was.
It's a different
thing. And it depends what you're doing.
The cool thing for me is I knew all the guys and gals that, you know, picked up the attendance sheets.
Right.
I knew them every period. I knew exactly who they were.
First of all, you had perfect attendance K through 12.
Yes.
And that is not a joke. Okay,
but
we do a lot of joking on this show. That is not a joke.
Okay, it's a little extreme. My first K through seven, I never missed.
Okay,
I was sick. I'd go to school. I'd get counted, present,
right.
And then I would say, "Can I go see the nurse?" And then the nurse would send me home because, like, dude, you have a fever of 104.
I know.
What
it was 105 when I left the house. I guess I'm getting better.
I feel better. No, you have to go home. So, but I was there to be counted present because there every day for school.
How'd you get to school?
I walked.
Bus? Walked.
Walked.
Okay, so you're sick and you're walking to school.
Yes.
How did you get home? Did Mama Lupe come pick you up?
Yeah, they always made someone come pick me up.
Yeah, I'll just walk home. I've got 104 fever. I'll just walk home.
Still, I mean, it's not like they picked me up in the car. Mama Lupe would walk to school to pick me up and then we'd walk home.
She didn't have a car to walk. Oh.
Yeah.
Tell me school was close.
School, elementary school was very close.
Okay.
It was a quarter mile.
Okay.
Why
didn't you take me there? Junior high, I remember.
School,
that wasn't too far.
Junior high school was just shy of a mile.
Did I ride motorcycles at your house?
No.
Who would have had a motorcycle?
No motorcycle.
I remember your house, but I have motorcycles in my mind about that.
No,
that
not
was
in
a
my
weird
house.
Time. All right.
I was always, but then when I got into... later in junior high school and then high school where, you know, I was not to like pat my own back, but I was pretty popular and I was very well liked by all of the teachers and all of the administration.
Right.
And the coolest thing about that was my principal was my principal for my entire schooling.
I remember that.
He was my principal in elementary school. When I went to junior high, he moved up. He was the principal at the junior high for 3 years. And then when I went to high school, that's when he moved up and he was the principal at my high school. So I had same principal.
I would have gotten away with murder.
For 13 years. I did.
Yeah.
I mean, I
didn't murder anybody.
I didn't murder anybody.
Coulda.
But you know what? It was, I don't know if I've ever told this story. I think it's time.
Amga, 353 shows.
This is 363 today, I think. 362.
Okay.
Today's 362.
An original story is coming out. And then 300 and some episodes of baseball.
It was my freshman year of school. And I went, my middle school, junior high school, Hillcrest Junior High School, had 7, 8, 9. And then my high school also had 9 through 12, but I didn't go there because of the boundaries where I lived in. So I only went to my high school 10, 11, 12. But 7, 8, and 9, Hillcrest. So when you're a freshman, and I actually like that because when you finally go to high school,
you come in as
a
sophomore.
You're a sophomore, exactly.
Right, you got people to pick on already.
It's pretty cool. But when you're a freshman, you're the big dog.
Right.
You know, it's like I'm the big man on campus.
Yeah. Instead of getting trash canned.
2 weeks before school is over and I'm getting ready to go to high school, I was selected by the staff and the faculty there at Hillcrest as Mr.
the biggest suck up on campus.
I guess if that's the award. The award was called Mr. Hillcrest.
I like it.
And I was given the award, and Lisa Gutierrez was Miss Hillcrest. And so we got to kind of hang out for a while. That was pretty cool because Lisa
was
pretty
Lisa?
Cool. Well, anyways, the deal is, so here I am, been awarded
a major award.
Award that
a
you
major
can get.
Award.
Yes, a major award that you can get. If you walk to the junior high school, if you go in and there's the plaque, you'll see my name right there in
That's
the year.
Pathetic.
That's right. Boom, Stephen Miranda.
That's
really
pathetic.
Cool. Anyways, it's not pathetic.
Is this an
it's
annual
cool.
award or
it's
is this a biannual award?
Award?
Okay.
It's an annual award. Yeah.
All right.
What?
So, I don't know. I just, student of the year, 1978.
85. When I was a freshman.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. Anyways, it's still pretty cool. I don't care what you say. But I've just been awarded this award.
I'm just jealous.
Right? I've just been awarded this award. And so here it is, 2 days before the end of school. And we have this ritual where we go to toilet paper the school.
Absolutely.
Right?
Hopefully that's all. No other mayhem.
Well, here's what happened. Now, I didn't partake in any of the mayhem. Okay? I had 4 rolls of toilet paper. I toilet papered my tree. Me, Juju, Sergio, Fernie, Gabe, all going home after we toilet papered our tree. Well,
I know what happened. I know what happened. I went to one of those schools. Trash dumpsters start getting pushed
fire
around. Yeah.
In the trash, breaking windows.
Yeah. Well, you take the dumpster before you set on fire and you slam it into windows and then you set on fire and then you egg the side of the
anyways,
school.
So, anyways, cops all showed
sure.
up. Sure. And there's kind of weird. There's kind of like there was like a ditch behind the school and you kind of go up and then you come up on the other side and then you're on the street where, you know, we lived. So, we're going to Judy's house and with all these cops, and the cops all of a sudden start coming. End of the day, we're like, what is going on? So we're like, Juju, quick, let's go into there was a kind of corner store. Now it's a Circle K. Back then it was a mini market.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's go into the mini market. Go into the mini market.
Would you like a yellow squishy?
So we go into the mini market, and we all go over by the pinball machine. We're all over by the pinball machine. I start pretending like I'm playing. I don't even have any quarters.
Oh, don't tilt. Don't tilt.
Cops come in, take my boys, and then.
Juju got grabbed?
Yeah, everybody got grabbed. Except me.
Oh.
But then the cop, out of the corner of his eye, sees me pretending to play pinball.
Might want to put another dime in there, son. You're game over.
And so we all get taken in by the cops.
So you've been arrested several times.
Mr. Hillcrest.
Sure.
Just got taken in for trashing his house. Well, you know, the house that Mr. Hillcrest built. Hillcrest, the junior high school. This news story was so huge. It was on CNN the next day, MSNBC, Good Morning America. They were all showing the school getting trashed. It was that
first of all, schools
huge.
Getting trashed in my day was pretty common.
But this was like, I mean, it was bad. Like, they picked up 14 kids that night.
Yeah.
So anyways, guess who rolls up into the police station?
Oh, the principal.
Mr. Acock.
Yeah.
And he looks at me. And he's like, you've better got a great story.
You know, funny you should ask. You do.
And I'm like, I don't know about a story, but I could tell you exactly what happened.
And he said, son, you forgot these candlesticks, which I also gave you. And I have bought your soul for God.
So I was like.
That's a Les Mis reference for those who are slow.
So he's like, he tells the cops, he's like, give me this one. And they pull me out. And I go sit with him. And I'm like, look, we were there. You know, I'm not going to lie to you. It's not like we weren't there. We were there. We each, and then me, Sergio, Juju, Fernie, we each had four rolls of toilet paper each. We toilet papered our tree, and we started to leave. And as we were leaving, we were going through the back of the ditch. That's when
things went a little crazy.
You know, the cops and stuff. So we went to the mini market because Juju's mom had asked us to go pick up some stuff. I was a little fib.
Yeah, I'm like, that doesn't sound true.
Yeah, hold on. It was to pick up some stuff. But, you know, we were just going back. We were going home when.
You should have kept going home.
Yeah.
In retrospect.
Yeah, exactly. We were going home.
Boys and girls, this is a lesson.
Yeah.
When you hear the sirens, get your ass home.
We were going home when the craziness started. We didn't even know why the cops pulled us.
Right.
We don't even know why they picked us up.
Yep.
Because we didn't do anything.
But you know what's funny about kids and cops? Tend to run.
Yeah. And Mr. Acock tells me, so you have no idea what's going on at the school? And I'm like, no.
What is going on at the school, by the way?
He's like, there are fires right now going on at the school. We're like, what? I did one of these.
What?
Yeah.
And I'm like, he's like, yes. And like half the windows of the school have been broken. And we're like, no. And to be honest, had I seen anybody doing that, I would have stopped them.
Yeah.
So he calls Juju's mom and he's like, do you know where the kids were? And we were like, they were like, yeah, they went to toilet paper the school. And,
exactly.
And then she did say that she said that we were going to the store. I don't even really know if we were supposed to go to the store or not, but that's where we went.
Get your story straight.
And but she, like, without even being prompted, said, yeah. And they went
she
to
she anticipated
go.
A lie. So that's good momming. That's pretty good momming.
She said, you know, they were going to go to the store and, you know, pick up some eggs and then they were coming home. But they should have been home a long time ago. So, like, they're at
the police station. And then she said, what?
Pretty much. But that's so anyways. And then the next morning here, you know, you come to school and this place is a mess. But I had nothing to do with it. I honestly can say that I had nothing to do with it.
I hate the fine line between kids having fun and kids gone bad.
Well, there's always kids that go crazy.
I know. And it's a shame because it ruins it for everybody.
Yes. Yes. And oh, there's no more toilet paper going on at Hillcrest Junior High School.
This is my point. That you get shot on sight. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
So the next day at school, everyone's like, what's up? I heard Mr. Hillcrest got arrested. For the whole day. It's like, I had nothing to do with it.
Mr. Hillcrest arrested.
Yeah. So anyways, that's a crazy story. Just to say that I toilet papered my tree. I copped that. But that's all I did.
Were you good on the TP rolls?
I was the exit because I had a great arm, dude. I could throw them.
No, it's all about the arc. It's all about the arc. And knowing when to release.
But yeah, I suspect that that's not allowed anymore.
Wow, that's too bad. We used to love TP in friends' houses.
Where did we get to that story from?
I don't know. I'm sitting there looking at James Harrison, and I'm thinking about Mike Pereira we talked about.
Oh, that's where it was. No.
Yeah, no. You took us here somehow.
I don't know how.
The kids missing school.
There you go. Ditching. Yes. And I didn't start ditching until high school. Like all elementary school, junior high school, never ditched. But then in high school... And you know what? It all comes down to a girl.
It's always a girl.
It's always a girl. She was, I won't even say her name because I think she listens to the show.
We're too stupid.
She's like, there's going to be this huge party Friday for seniors. And I'm like, but I'm not a senior. It doesn't matter.
You're dating me.
I'm like, really? She's like, yeah, just going to take the whole day off and just going to hang out at one of these dudes. His dad had a ranch like out right outside the city limits and just going to party all night till, you know, the next morning.
Perhaps we should do what we do when we don't know what to do.
Yeah, so
you should think. Steven, you guys don't think.
Yeah, we're not thinking.
Hello? When a guy gets with a girl. We don't do that.
We don't think at all.
We think.
Well,
a different part of our body.
Yes, but not
us astray.
With our brain.
That is correct. Being led astray.
You know what? When you're like, hey, okay, where do you want to go? Just lead the way. I'm going. And so I started ditching.
Yeah. No, my
but
only...
because I knew all of the people who did the took right. the attendance,
right.
They would always fill it in for me.
They would cover for you. Yeah. So how's this for a model of efficiency for the Pasadena Unified School District?
Yes.
Not to throw them all under a bus, but I am, and it's a big yellow school bus. To get my daughter out of school,
yeah,
I call on my phone,
mm-hmm.
and I say, Carol, yeah, she's in eighth grade. Yeah, I want her picked up out front in about 10 minutes. Okay. And then she's supposed to go to the attendance office to get a little slip to go out. But the only reason I make that call is just to cover her butt.
Right.
Just in case. But what she does, in fact, is she leaves class, gets all her stuff, goes to her locker, gets all her stuff, walks out the front door of the school. Usually the principal holds the door open for her and says, hey, Kara, how you doing? Good, Mr. So-and-so. And then she just walks down, gets in my car, and we leave.
You could be...
I could be a serial killer.
Jack
it would
the
not
Ripper.
Matter. I could be her 35-year-old boyfriend.
Yeah.
That she met on the internet. I mean, it really does disturb
Kara
me.
Kara doesn't have a 35-year-old boyfriend that she met on the internet.
Well,
does
he's
she?
34. He's going to be 35 in the fall.
All right.
Oh, it is the fall. Anyways, no, but it's just... But you know what? Since she doesn't listen to the show, I get her email. Because she knows I get her email.
Because
she's still a youngster.
Yes.
There's someone she met on the cruise.
Ah,
to Alaska,
yes.
That she's been emailing with.
Ooh, you made the guy on the cruise.
I don't know for sure, because the name is a gender-neutral name.
So, where are you with Jordan on that? Are you still monitoring J-Dog's email?
No.
Okay.
He's 16, dude.
Yeah, okay. All right, because J-Dog, you know, is J-Dog.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Ruff, ruff.
He's a good kid.
He is a good kid.
So I mean,
but he's got a lot of you know, chicas hanging all over him.
He does, but he, you know, today he took the day off. He took a stress day from work.
You're allowed to do that in high school?
Yeah, when you go to private high school and you know your parents are paying for it. No,
I'm taking a mental health day because I'm too stressed.
You got 2 weeks before the end of the semester. He's got papers flying out his butt that he's got to write. And he's like, it's Wednesday, it's the lightest day.
You know, if we record that, papers flying out of his butt, we could make a lot of money.
Given how well he writes, it would actually be articulate. That's what's scary. and so he's freaking out, man. He's got baseball, he's got his driver's test that he's got coming up. You know, he's got ladies, he's got the end of the semester. Yes. We've got colleges that we've got to start visiting.
He's too busy to, you know, babysit for us.
No, seriously, we got to start visiting colleges this Christmas break.
Yeah. Nice.
I mean, it's great. We'll start with the West Coast, and then I guess this summer we'll hit the East Coast. And so if you know anybody at Notre Dame, that's one of the schools he apparently is interested in attending.
Really?
Yeah. I know he's not Catholic. You don't have to tell me he's not Catholic.
Well, say.
I thought he was Protestant.
Get J-Dog on the phone. He don't want to go to Notre Dame.
Really? Why? I've been to South Bend. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Get J-Dog on the phone. I'll talk. I'll have a little talk to him about Notre Dame.
What's wrong with Notre Dame? I mean, it's not on my list.
I'm going to keep it to myself. I won't
share
it here on the show.
Okay, but I've had a few friends go there, and they've had really positive experiences.
We could talk off air.
The weather blows. Okay, it can be.
Beside the weather. I mean, that is definitely one of the reasons, but.
Okay, well, we will talk later because, I mean, he surprised me at that one, and then he throws the low blow. Cal. I'm like, dude, are you doing this on purpose?
Not
you know
Stanford?
Your mom's from Menlo Park. You know your mom grew up in Menlo Park,
why
which is right next to Stanford.
Why would Cal over Stanford?
Because they have a better sociology program.
Okay.
And he's pretty sure he wants to study sociology.
Okay.
I'm like, that's a good reason, but Stanford has a decent sociology program. And Stanford's Cal's Cal, and never shall the two meet. Never shall the two be mentioned in the same breath.
Right.
I'm sorry, his grandmother's going to just... flip out.
And I'm sure you hate that.
I do, actually. I don't want his grandmother flipping out because then I have to clean it up.
Let her flip out.
I think he's doing it just to spite us. You know, his mom...
To
we're
spite
like,
you? Come on.
He knows we're Stanford people. And he knows that the worst thing for Stanford people is Cal people. And he's like, yeah, I'm thinking Cal. I'm like, whoa, okay, we support.
All right.
We support.
Cool.
Anyways, now we could go from
let's get back
the Bears are who we thought they were.
And then we could go to the same podium.
Anderson.
The same podium.
Now, apparently.
It was funny. I wasn't laughing about anything.
Now, apparently, this happened after Monday Night Football.
Yes.
We were recording a show.
Yes. At the we end missed of that. The incident.
So we didn't see it live. So let's listen to it now, shall we?
Okay, the setup is a local writer says to Mr. Anderson. And
what does he say?
He says to him, I noticed that you were talking with so-and-so on the sideline during the game, and you were laughing. The television saw you laughing, and I'm wondering if
Deuce
you could
Lugie,
give us the context.
Yeah.
If you could give me the context of what it was that was so funny in
the
17-point
yeah,
beatdown
right.
that you guys were taking. And so here's what Derek says.
It wasn't funny. I wasn't laughing about anything.
The camera showed you laughing.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
I'm not.
Real serious. I put my heart and soul into this every single week.
All I'm saying is the camera showed you.
I'm just telling you right now what I do every single week. Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this. I study my off. I don't go out there and laugh. It's not funny. It's not fun. Nothing's funny to me. I don't want to go out there and get embarrassed on Monday Night Football in front of everybody.
That's why I'm asking you what.
I'm telling you right now. We're not. Okay, we're talking. Deuce and I are talking.
What was the context?
I'm done.
He's done.
Can he say fine one more time for me, though?
Yeah, I really do.
It wasn't
count
funny.
Him.
I wasn't
count
laughing
off.
About anything.
The camera showed you.
Okay, that's fine.
One,
that's fine.
Two,
that's fine.
Three.
That's fine.
Four.
That's fine.
Five.
I'm not laughing about it.
He's fine, Steven.
He is fine.
I'm pretty sure he's fine. And this is the exact same podium where this.
The
play.
Bears are who we thought they were.
Same podium, man. Something about the University of Phoenix Stadium home press room that just brings this rage out of
was
really
Denny,
mild
was
mannered.
Green, was Denny Green?
Denny Green was head coach of the Arizona Cardinals.
Yes, but not when they were in the new stadium. He was gone by then, wasn't he?
I think he closed the new stadium. I mean, I think he opened the new stadium.
New stadium?
Yeah, talking backwards
okay.
again with Jeff Ellis. I think he opened the new stadium.
All right. I'm not sure on that one, but
it wasn't a Tempe Diablo.
Maybe it's just
it wasn't a,
maybe it's just the Phoenix area. How about
well,
that?
Well, I mean, look, Tempe's pretty far from Glendale. That's a good 40 miles.
Oh, that's far.
Well, relatively speaking, it's not. Maybe it's just the freaking heat of Arizona.
If you have to walk it, okay, it's pretty far. But
and
you
if
know.
You have to drive it, there's a lot of traffic. Always, always,
I
always.
I can always get you around the traffic, baby.
I hate that. Neither end of the loop's going to get you around that nonsense. And so it was Denny Green that went off and as an Arizona Cardinal, and now it's Derek Anderson. And I must say, I mean, everyone's running to his defense in the press and saying he's a really great guy. And the reporter was baiting him.
Really?
That's what I'm hearing universally. And what I'm actually, I've seen the tape. He wasn't laughing, but he was enjoying the moment. And what
he was laughing.
Okay, but what it all it was probably
yeah.
was they were making a crack. So he made a crack about something sarcastic, probably, because
right.
you're getting your butt kicked.
I understand.
And you laugh. And all he had to say is, look. If you can't laugh on the sidelines when you're getting destroyed on national television, there's something wrong with you because this hurts.
Right.
This hurts. And the only thing, sometimes it hurts so much, the only thing you can do is laugh. And if he had said that, people would have said, wow, I really respect him. He really keeps his head about him. Wow, he's a good guy. Yeah. Instead, he made a fool out of himself,
well,
which is too bad.
Today, he apologized. Hey, my mom and dad didn't raise me to act like that in times of adversity.
He played the Roethlisberger card. Mom and dad didn't raise me like that.
My mom and dad... Wow. You know what? If I ever get in trouble, I'm just going to, you know, quote my mom
and
dad.
Mom and dad didn't raise me that way. You know what my mom said? This was Spanish. What do you know what my mom would say?
Pinche cabrón, ¿por qué estás haciendo eso, hombre, mugre?
Pinche? Pinche?
Hey, dude. Half the people don't know what I just said.
But I do.
Yeah, so just keep it to yourself and don't
saying,
make a
big
so deal about it.
What's so funny is, you know, I'm not like that because you know what my mom would say? She'd say worse stuff.
Exactly.
I tone it down, man. And then out comes the wooden spoon and the blunder. Yes. She starts smashing
wooden
me over the
spoon,
head.
Wooden spoon, wire hanger, dude.
Wire hanger. My mom was a wooden spoon fan, which I found much easier to grab out of her hand. She was slow.
Wire hanger. You know what? I can't say, Jack. I'm my mom. I never got hit because all my other
You're
brothers and sisters got hit before me.
Yeah.
And the one right before, or, you know, next to me, David.
Right.
And not actually David, Bertha. She came home a little tipsy one night. without the parents' permission.
Mm. The parents gave permission to come home tipsy?
No. Well, gave permission to go out and you drink with your friends. Okay. Yeah.
If you're of age. Okay.
Which, she was, but she just didn't get permission.
I kind of like that rule.
Yeah, you got
to
get permission.
I need to know that you're going to be coming home in that state.
Yes.
Because if you surprise me by showing up in that state,
it's not
going to
be good.
You're going to be sober really fast.
So if she didn't have permission and she got a whooping. And apparently the whooping was so bad that my dad after that point said, that's it, I'm not hitting my kids no more.
Wow.
That's how bad a whooping it was that he just let, I'm done. And so, I didn't get a whooping, but I got the stare. The look like.
I swore off whooping, but if I hadn't sworn off whooping, you'd be dead. I said, holy crap.
He didn't even have to say anything.
No, but that's what he's thinking, and you know that's
stare.
What he's thinking.
Yeah, it was just the stare. And I was like, yeah, I messed up. I'm sorry. And you fear. You're in your room on your bed thinking, he could still come in and whoop me.
I love the Cosby bit where he's like, I used to think my father was an idiot because he couldn't complete a sentence. Then I realized he was censoring himself. I used to think he was an idiot.
That's exactly
I realized he's censoring himself.
Well, I just want to say thank you to Derek for, your mama raising you good. That's good.
It wasn't funny. I wasn't laughing about anything.
Yeah, you were.
The camera showed you.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
I'm not real serious.
I put my heart and soul into this every single week.
All I'm saying is the camera showed.
I'm just telling you right now what I do every single week. Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this. I study my off. I don't go out there and laugh. It's not funny. Nothing's funny to me. I don't want to go out there and get embarrassed on Monday Night Football in front of everybody.
That's why I'm asking you. What
I'm telling you right now. We're talking. Deuce and I are talking.
What was the context?
I'm done.
You know who else said I'm done? He thinks the Stooges are funny. Mm-hmm. He says nothing's funny. I bet the Stooges would still make him laugh.
You know who said I'm done also?
Nope.
Quarterback Brett Favre.
Wait a minute.
I'm done. He says, at the end of the season, I'm done.
It's like,
what are you going to do? Are you going to come back? No, I'm done. What will you do? And he said, well, I might be a reporter. Get to ask some tough questions.
Nice. Could you imagine the velvet gloves he would walk around with? What'd you have for breakfast?
What'd you have for breakfast?
Did you sleep well last night? We're done with the interview. Because you know what? For 18 freaking years, I was on the other end of some of the most annoying and obnoxious questions.
Yeah.
And in getting ready for the Super Bowl, Steven, I've been, for those who don't know why nothing new is on the website in writing, I have been inundated with Super Bowl preparations. You've got to do them
now.
You have to do them now. And then I suspect come January,
so
it should
I
be really
done
chill.
Anything.
No, you've been working a 60-hour a week job.
All right.
Last I checked.
It's even more than that.
Do I have to call in and see if you've actually been showing up or if you're ditching?
Well, I do like to ditch. That's for sure.
Dang. So I've been inundated, and what I went back to Rich Eisen's book on the convention, the first chapter of his book. And boy, I'm not looking forward to Media Day. I know you are.
That's
probably going
to be there.
No, Radio Row is the reason to be there.
Media Day, dude.
I'm looking so forward to Radio Row.
You know what? I've decided too that we get in, and I'm in Media Day. I'm going to be like Gilbert Gottfried.
You're gonna dress up like Inez Saints.
Yes, I want to wear a wedding dress, and I'm gonna ask whatever quarterback there.
He says so many things about her in his book.
Really?
That came out way before any of the Jets stuff.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. He talks about this smoking hot TV Azteca reporter. I'm like, Rich, that isn't conducive to a productive.
It wasn't her at the time. It was a different one.
And then they brought in Inez. He says they brought in a new brunette who is equally caliente. This is a quote from Rich's book. Rich, that is not conducive to a healthy work environment. Comments like that. That promotes a hostile work environment, Rich.
He didn't actually do it at the time. He did it in a book.
He said it in a book, but it promotes a really hostile work environment.
For whom? They don't work together?
For all of us, Steven. For the world. It's all about the kids, Steven.
Oh, gosh.
So that's all to say that you're looking forward to Media Day. Media Day scares me after reading Rich's take on the whole thing. It's seriously scary. That Wednesday's just going to be
I'm not scared.
Nonsense.
Don't be scared.
Supposedly, security's like literally holding everybody back, and then a horn goes off, and then you just storm the field.
Nice.
And there's the 16 booths, and then there's all the rest of the players and coaches and guys that are on IR have to be there in a wheelchair if need be. And you just wander around and ask obnoxious questions because you only got an hour.
Yeah.
And then, boom, the horn goes again. And everybody has to go back up to the stands.
Right.
And they feed you a little bad snack, he says. But it's so funny. He so owns us, Steven.
Yeah.
Says, you know what, everybody? I read this a long time. I hadn't reread his book, obviously, because I haven't had a reason to reread his book. He says, everyone in the press, he says, they won't ever acknowledge it, but it's all about where's the free stuff? He says, anyone who tells you differently, they're lying.
Yeah.
He says, you eat bad food, but it's free. I'm like, wow, he really has my number.
Oh, well, there you go.
That feels really wrong, but it's true. And then the next team resets, and then the horn blows, and everybody blasts onto the field. And that kind of chaos, Steven, I think I'm gonna,
as soon as we know who the Super Bowl teams are,
right.
I'm going to start writing my questions. I'm going to find like a little bit of dirt on everybody, on everybody. I'm going to go talk to their mom and their dad and their mom's mom and their mom's dad and their high school coaches and their college coaches. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to go down deep, deep. And everybody's going to be asking questions. I'm going to be like, hey, you remember 3 years ago you met up with Bucci? Do you remember that? And Bucci in the back corner and, you know what happened. You want to talk about that?
With that guy?
He'd be like, you know Bucci? Yeah, we had a long conversation.
Yeah.
And he's going to be like, I have no comment on that.
I'm sorry. You're here to have comment on everything. That is the rule of Media Day.
Media Day.
It's stupid.
Talk to me about Bucci and what you did.
Okay, my favorite question is from Rich's book on Media Day.
Yeah.
So this was directed at a black quarterback in the last decade who played in the Super Bowl. What is it?
Donovan McNabb?
He did play in a Super Bowl, so maybe it was him. So the question was wrong to begin with. There's lots of that. What does it feel like to be the first black quarterback to play in a Super Bowl? What does it feel like to be a black quarterback? Might have even been the question. What does it feel like to be a black quarterback? The way I feel right now, that's how it feels. That question doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
And then oh, the best. This is another really good one. To Tom Brady. He was asked this by a Japanese reporter. Tom, what would you say to your Japanese fans? And Tom's like, hello?
Yeah, it's going to be great.
I mean, all the awkward moments. I hate awkward moments, and you enjoy them thoroughly. And so, you know what?
I got an image of Champ Bailey staring me down. I showed it to Nipper, and Nipper was like, that is an awesome picture.
But you know what? Champ wasn't upset with you.
No, he wasn't. He was just giving me the stare down like, why are you asking me this question right now?
I have a reason.
Wait, four days before the game.
Wait for it. He's just used it on Champ. Yeah. Wait for it. I have a methodology here. Wait for it. So T. Suggs is coming to Jerome Harrison's defense. I mean, Steven, think about the list of people that are coming to his defense.
Enough with James Harrison. Look, the brother, just stop hitting people in the head with your helmet, and you'll be good.
I don't think all the hits have been black and white.
So you don't think that you think the NFL's targeting him specifically?
I think much like Courtland Finnegan last week.
Yes.
I think the officials
kind of... There once was a man named Courtland Finnegan.
He was dumb and got some hits again.
I like he was a big jerk and then got hit again.
Exactly.
We got an email from somebody.
It was a good one.
Come on. Oh, you can't believe you guys are on Andre Johnson. Blah, 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 whatever. Do you know anything about Courtland Finnegan and how he plays football? Go back and just watch the last 5 games he's played.
How about just watch the look on his face at the end of this, which is, I got you.
Yes.
I got you. You're the best on their team, and you're gone, and I did it. Whoop, whoop.
I mean,
That's his thing.
One of the most feared players to ever play at a game.
Reach it.
Okay? comes out and says that the dude is dirty, the dude is foul, and he's a jerk. And I'm like, amen, Dicka. Go tell him that because it's the truth.
Okay, this one only came to me. Brian, listener Brian sent this to us. Show donor Brian, thank you. The Texans are calling Cortland in again because Andre Johnson beat the F out of him.
Wow. All right.
And that's a Titan fan. He's a Titan fan, Steven. Yeah, and he still thought that was funny.
Taylor is a Chargers fan. He's the one who sent he wanted to start off by saying that he loves the show and he likes it every week. And he respects what we have to say usually. During the Week 12 preview show, when he heard us talking about the fight and that we were so clearly in favor of Johnson, he couldn't believe that we made Cortland Finnegan out to be the bad guy.
We made him out to be the bad guy because he's a bad guy. He may be a nice guy off the field, but his job on the field is to be a nuisance.
Oh,
and he's really good at it.
So anyways, I should say before we get to the games and our picks, fantasy football.
I'm alive. Check this out. In 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 leagues.
Nice.
Now, some of them are just means I'm not mathematically eliminated. In two of the teams, there may be 7 people ahead of me. But if they all lose and I win them all, but of course they're probably playing each other.
Right.
So, yeah. But because I haven't gone to that level of math, but basically I can't quit on 7.
Well, I can tell you, first of all, let's go to the money leagues. There's 5 of them.
I'm still in the money league.
You are?
I need that C note back.
How are you in it?
I am not mathematically eliminated.
Okay.
I've been doing really
good.
I told you
my
team's good. I'll
just keep it right there in the drawer and we'll.
Which drawer?
I'm not going to tell you. I'll keep it there, and if you get back into it, we'll slide it back your way.
That'd be good.
But of the 5 money leagues that I'm in,
yeah,
4 of them I've already clinched playoff spots.
That's sick.
And then the 5th one, if I win this week or week 14, I need to win 1 of 2 to get into the playoffs. All 5 my money leagues, I'll be in it.
Wow.
I'm very excited about that.
And it was a very kind offer. Did you get take-ups on your buddy free offer?
I got a few retreats, yes. Those people will be getting the sheet tomorrow morning.
You guys will be getting some sheet tomorrow morning.
For this week, which was pretty cool. Just so they could see what I put out there and stuff.
There's an ulterior motive.
I thought it was in the
Christmas spirit.
It's a free week. They retreated.
Dude. You I'm know, all over that.
It's a free
I'm all,
week.
I think
they get
it's a
to
great
see
thing.
What it is. And
I got
the,
no. I got
there
no
you
issue.
Go. It's a marketing thing.
You know,
I talked to my marketing guru, and she said, "Yeah, you should do that." It's
is that Trisha?
No,
she's the one in marketing.
It's the figment of my imagination.
A fig Newton of your imagination.
Yes, the fig Newton of my imagination. Anything else, Jeffrey?
Well, there's Ben Roethlisberger's walking around with the reinforced boot.
Whatever.
I mean, he's gonna play. Look, he says he's going to play.
It's juego grande estupendo de la semana.
And he got the memo, and therefore he wasn't going to play. But once he heard that, he's like, dang, I got to get on the field. And so the team is actually building him a special cleat because it's his right foot.
Wow.
It's his push-off foot. So they're trying to find a way to relieve
the pressure.
I want
someone to build me a special cleat.
I know.
That would be awesome.
You know, yeah.
Can we get a deal with Under Armour?
Can we get a deal, Steven? Okay. A deal? A deal? A deal?
There you go. Anybody out there, if there's any company.
I'm just hoping for some freaking advertising.
There you go. So if there's a company out there that wants to throw us.
That's
you know,
not gambling.
Yeah, that's not
God,
gambling
we
related.
Get those every
we get
day,
those
okay?
A lot. We do. When are we just going to give in to the gambling site and just
when
say.
When they up their ante enough.
When they up their ante?
I mean,
okay.
You like having a little gambling
yeah,
reference
you did.
There.
You did. Up the ante, and then we'll talk. Yeah,
just throw us so much money that we have to say screw you to the league.
Right.
Did you see how much money they threw our way?
Yeah. Okay.
We can. We can be bought.
We can. But anybody else who wants to throw, it doesn't have to be that outrageous a number, but want to throw us some funds to advertise your company, we'd be more than happy to do that.
Because.
And are we allowed to put on our banner the, you know.
We
some
can put anything we want, as far as I know, on Radio Row, our banner.
There you go.
If you want advertising space on Radio Row, let us know.
Let us know, and we will do it for you.
Make us an offer.
Yes.
And,
that Jeffrey can't refuse.
Yeah, and trust me, I refuse people all the time.
Oh, gosh.
Besides that, there's not a whole lot going on. The Pats and and Jets are trying to throw love towards each other so that nobody's got any bulletin.
They're not buying anybody.
No, but they don't want bulletin board fodder out there, so I think that's interesting.
I'll give them bulletin board fodder.
Okay.
All right? I've got a picture up on our website for show donors.
Now, did you want to get to the story on the L.A. team?
Yeah.
Not yet? Or are you just going to skip it?
I'm kind of lukewarm on it.
Okay, well, rumors are still abounding.
Yeah, see, when it's something for real, I got some rumors. I got some rumors saying that, you know, Magic Johnson now wants a part in these.
He absolutely does.
Yeah, okay, Magic, stick to basketball, man.
He's a little old to be playing basketball.
I'm not saying stick to playing basketball. I said just stick to basketball. Go buy a basketball team or something.
Okay, but I think the most interesting thing of all, Stephen, is the group that is involved with this. When you've got the group with, what's his name, Hans Chez.
But there's two groups now. And the
there
thing
is two groups.
As long
and
as
one
there's
them,
two groups, nothing's happening.
No, that's not
when
true.
When one group knocks the other group out, now start talking to me about team coming to L.A.
What you're going to see is you're going to see these two groups eventually merge. Probably. Now, AEG... Actors Equity Guild.
Yes.
When they get involved and say they want to do something, it's serious, yeah, brother.
Now we got someone trying to build
the one out in Pomona, in the city of industry. Fine.
And then we got now the Staples Center group.
That's where the NFL wants to be.
Yeah.
The NFL wants, when there's the game in LA, they want to go wide on the live shot of the cityscape, Staples Center, LA Live. USC, the freeways, congested and stuff. That's the shot that they want. Then they want to pan back to where you can see the ocean. They do not want to see the city of industry, rolling green hills.
What's wrong with
and off in the distance is Anaheim Stadium, 20 miles, are alive with the sound of football.
With the sound of football. With hits that I've heard.
For 100 years.
Nice.
Yeah.
See? That's
they,
okay.
They don't want to see that. And they what
but
they want to see.
But I tell you what. Send the blimp over to downtown LA.
They do it they anyways. Get, they would still exactly. do that with every other
right.
place. So that's just, so annoying to me. When I'm in New Jersey and I'm seeing a cityscape of New York City.
Right.
Which is in view. But that's not where we are.
No.
I find that rather.
You could do that here.
You know what?
If they do it in New York. You can do it in L.A.
When the Angels are in the postseason, and what do they open up with? A shot of Newport Beach. I'm like, that's 30 miles away from here.
So not everybody knows that. Not everybody's been out
the
to
L.A.
the Los
County
Angeles
line
area.
Is closer than the ocean. Come on, people. And people give them a hard all time right. for being the L.A.
Yeah,
Angels.
Here it is. Magic joining group that wants NFL team back in Los
Thank
Angeles.
Thank you. Because billionaire Philip Anschutz. He's on board completely. Actors Equity wants involved. Magic wants.
And
I think Magic's represented by
AEG.
Actors
I was kind of looking at you a little weird right now when you said it's not Actors Equity. By the way,
what is it?
That is not AEG.
What is it?
I don't know, but it's not Actors. Something.
I thought it was the big
here,
union.
It. It's
the, or the
Anschutz Entertainment Group.
Oh, that's totally different.
Yes.
That's
yes.
totally different.
I just
are they agents?
I don't want to get like a million skajillion emails.
Yeah, no, thank you.
AEG
especially from
not.
Ed. Although
Ed,
he,
by the way, did we pick a guest picker? Let's pick one right
Ed
now.
Ed never came in.
He said, yeah. He,
not
he
to
posted,
me.
He posted on Facebook, said
not
that
I saw.
He wants to, he
wants
may
to pick.
Later. He's like out of town this week, but maybe in a couple weeks. We're going to have a guest picker for the whole rest of the season.
Oh, okay. Well,
right?
Then that's fine. Nacho's
so
in.
We're doing Nacho this week.
Nacho got in first, of course.
Okay, so Nacho.
He's like, I haven't even heard the show, but I'm in.
Okay, so Nacho goes in. We're going to take his picks this week. Next week, all of the emails that I've got in, I'm going to put the names in a randomizer. We'll pick one, whichever one it randomizes out, that's who gets to pick.
Still don't have a guest host for the holiday season.
Yeah, and I think Nipper's going to Michigan.
I don't want Nipper. Nipper's already had his turn. I'll take Chrissy. She doesn't keep up on the NFL enough.
She doesn't, and I think
she's in love.
She's right now. No, well, she just got married.
That's what I'm saying. She's in that
but
honeymoon
she just
thing.
No. She's actually in Tennessee right now shooting a film.
Sure,
she has become quite the little working stunt woman.
You know, so I'm thinking that I might split it up between the Bender's a very, very interesting possibility, but he doesn't follow the NFL closely enough anymore. He used to do predictions. There was Heine Winey's.
Yes, I remember the Heine Winey.
It was an awesome publication.
What happened
and they
to
picked
Heine
games.
Winey's?
They started having families. And it
and
just
so
went
you,
away.
And you just stopped doing it?
Yeah, as Steve and I can attest to, come on, man.
Dude, you can still find time. I don't know how I find time for everything that
you
I
don't.
Do, but you can find time.
You don't have time.
You make time.
You make time. And if you do not have time, you make it.
Yes.
And
I
you know
have,
how you make it? You build clocks.
I have found a way to literally stretch a day from 24 hours
from
24
to
28
hours.
48 hours.
Sorry, you just entered into Stephen's temporal rift. There's
right
a
there,
wake
just a
created
moment,
by
yes.
that.
It is. It just kind of, and it just, you need it.
When you
I
stand up really fast and you start to get a little dizzy, that's Stephen's temporal
yes,
rift. That's a wake
a,
of it.
It's a
ripple.
Wake that's a moving through.
Most people think it's a head rush. That's where they're wrong.
Yeah.
It's not.
Stephen's temporal rift.
Getting a little high, are you?
Yeah.
Your temporal rift there?
My temporal rift is cool.
I smelled it and boy, whoo. Dougie.
All right, and for Marvin Lewis, before we get to the games, I just wanted to tell him this.
Did I make it clear that your job is at stake?
Oh.
Good luck beating New Orleans. All right, let's get to it. We'll start with the first. So what are we going to do with Nick? Did Nacho get his picks in, though? Did he get them in?
Yeah, the thing about having a guest picker is that they need to get their picks in.
Yes.
Before Wednesday at
right.
8:30.
So right now, while I introduce the new game, shoot him an email like he's going to be awake right now.
It is, yeah, 6 in the morning in
right. He'll be,
Spain.
He's awake. He's an early riser. Shoot him an email. Say, get your picks in. We need him in the next 5 hours. All
new
right.
Message
we'll start with Los Juegos Grandes Estupendos de la Semana. The first one
Gmail
is Monday Night Football, where the New York Jets
for some football?
Travel to Gillette Stadium to face the New England Patriots.
Monday Night Party! AFC East is on the line, my friends!
We got supermodel Rex Ryan versus supermodel Tom Brady.
I'm shooting email this still to Nacho, although I made up the Hank Williams song on my own.
Yeah,
And I spit all over my
nice
my
going
pop guard.
Let's get to New England, New
picks.
York Jets.
Get them in quickly
now.
Steven
says
now, and I put it all in caps. Send. Okay, now let's move along, shall we?
We already did. We're at Jets Patriots.
I want to do the little piggy who goes wee
no,
all the way
no.
home. I love that.
I will hurt you if you do that.
Like that commercial.
I you know what I want? I want to know who the actress is who plays the mom.
Yeah.
Her like, look is classic.
She sells it perfectly. What's his name? Kyle?
Maxwell.
Maxwell, we're here. Oh, thanks, Miss G.
And she just kind of just tilts the head a little bit slightly.
Thank God he's like, gone.
Yes. She's awesome.
She's really good. New York Jets at New England Patriots. Steven, J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
Yes. I already went on record with this pick.
I forgot. I said, I also forgot that I stepped on the cough button there. Sorry about that.
Do you remember now who I picked in this game?
I think you took the Jets.
Yes, I did.
You know, they're doing so many things well right now. It was so interesting. I was watching the coaches show.
Yes.
My gosh, I cannot say enough about great NFL programming out there. Sirius NFL Radio on Sirius XM. It costs you a little bit of bucks.
You pimp them far too often.
Steve, someday they're going to owe us money.
Okay. So
and the coaches show on NFL Network with Brian Billick. And what they went through is they have their power rankings, and then they have the weakness for the team. Number one in their power rankings is the Jets. And
you
know what the weakness is? Quarterback.
Really?
Yeah, Sanchez.
I was just going to say their offense is inconsistent.
Well, and he's the leader of the club who's made for you and me.
Okay.
And I agree with that. I mean, you know, I like Mark a lot, but I totally agree with that.
So
it's
where
like,
do they have the Patriots?
Number one. Oh, the Patriots, number two.
Number two. And what is their weakness?
Oh, no, they actually have the Falcons, number two, Patriots, number three, and their weakness is secondary? Stop the run?
Defense?
Yeah, it's defense.
Defense.
It's defense. But I'm going specifically.
This is
going
to be a very interesting football game. I'm kind of curious to see who you've taken.
I already said J-E-T-S, Jets,
Jets,
Jets.
The Jets,
I'm all in, period. Full stop.
Because that may make me go over to New England.
Do whatever you have
to
do.
And I'll tell you why.
Care not I.
Not just because I need to differ from you a
you
little
do.
Bit. But the fact that I've gone against the Patriots for four straight weeks. Now, last week was a little stupid.
You drank the stupid juice?
On Thanksgiving against the Lions.
Okay.
But I've lost all 4 weeks. I mean, right. Eventually, when you keep losing with a dude with a team, you got to maybe say, yeah, I think I better go the other way this week.
Mm-hmm. You going the other way on the Bears? Because, you know, everyone's saying this week that, you know, if you weren't sold on the Bears, you better be now.
Well, I took the Bears last week to win.
Smart guy.
Yeah.
I didn't.
You didn't.
Not smart guy.
Yes. And the Bears have a Detroit Lion team who has, like, Bumblebee Tuna as their quarterback.
Come on. He has a real name. He's not a can of tuna.
Okay. What is his name?
I don't know. There but he's you not go. A can of tuna.
Exactly.
I'm just defending him, whoever he is.
Sean Hill's got the finger issue. He may not play anymore this year. He may be done.
Uh-huh.
So it's Drew Stanton, I think.
Drew Stanton. There you go.
Bumblebee Tuna. It's the same thing. All right.
He would differ, and so would his mom.
Because his mom and dad raised him right.
Pretty. And they certainly didn't raise him to F and
didn't
do that.
Didn't raise him as a tuna.
Beep.
Okay.
Steven, you do what you need to do. This is all I know is that the Jets are more pumped up for this game than any other game this season. The New York Jets have the advantage of having 10 days off because they played on Thanksgiving. And that
The Patriots played on Thanksgiving too. So they're both got 10 days off.
Dang it. There were six teams that played on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yeah. There was a whole bunch of teams that played.
Because I tell you that, but. And the Patriots played on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, they played against the Lions.
They played that's not playing on Thanksgiving. No, it was, that was mean. That was mean.
I'm going to take the Jets because I, look, Rex Ryan has come out and said, my team was built to beat the Patriots.
And I believe they were, Steven.
And I think so.
They're built to pressure Tom Brady to hit him.
And after beating them in week two, I think they've erased any doubts that anyone might have had about
they've
the
gotten
Jets
better.
Beating the Patriots. And yes, they have gotten
but
a lot
you
better.
Know what? The Patriots have also gotten better. This is what's interesting.
Yeah, but the Patriots haven't
they have
shown
a very young defense. They haven't shown a lot of consistency, but Steven, they have gotten better and they have improved, especially on their
they
front
seven. They struggled with the Bills, dude. They struggled with Cleveland. They
everybody struggles
and
with
they
the Bills.
They got destroyed by Cleveland, I mean.
I don't think we can go and say, I mean, because we're going to get to this with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, where people are saying frequently, they haven't beat a winning team yet. Well, you know what, friends? They don't get to play many winning teams, okay? Their schedule is such that when you only won, what was it? One game last year? Three games last year?
A few more than that.
Three games last year? You don't get a tough schedule. You don't get the advantage of playing good teams. So to knock a team for not playing very many good teams or not beating good teams, you got to say how many chances have they actually had. And that's not the case here in this game. In this game, we're talking about the New England Patriots and the Jets. Both teams have played a lot of good teams.
I'll take the Jets.
I'm taking the Jets too, and it's scary being on the road.
I may change this pick.
Well, don't go changing and try and please me because I like you just the
don't
way you are.
Don't go changing.
And
the second juego grande estupendo de la semana, we've got the Pittsburgh Steelers traveling to Baltimore to face Ray Lewis and the Raven.
So this game is Sunday Night Football on NBC here in America, Channel 4 in the UK. The prior game was Monday Night Football on ESPN all over the world.
Yes.
And how much better does it get for those evening games where, yeah, last week we laid the 49ers Cardinals out there and said, ooh, sorry about that, folks.
You know what I loved about all of the pregame stuff, all of the pregame commercials for Monday Night Football that were, like, played on Sunday and, you know, the week before?
For the 49ers
yeah,
Cardinals
for the 49ers Cardinals game.
Right.
All they could say is, division rival San Francisco plays Arizona.
They could say recent Super Bowl appearance
nope.
by the Cardinals.
Nope. That's all it was these division rivals
picked to win the division at the beginning of the season. San Francisco 49ers.
Hey, they're a game out of first, dude.
They are a game out of first, and yeah. We are going to have the very serious convo about team under 500. Well, I'm just saying, it's inevitable. Look,
that's the way it's set. And don't mess with what has been set. If you mess with what has been set before you,
then it's not set anymore.
There you go.
Now, I don't know what that means.
Well,
but
the thing is, you can't make changes mid-season, so why argue about it?
Oh, no, I'm not suggesting for this season. I am suggesting, though, that the competition committee get involved and set a
what
precedent.
What are they going to do?
They're going to say if a division finishes with a team of a less than 500 record, they are ineligible for postseason play, and we therefore go to the next best team in the country.
Then divisions
are
irrelevant.
As Peter King says then, just have two conferences and the best six teams from each conference get in.
That's why don't you do it that way?
Because the fact is it doesn't work for ratings. It doesn't work for competition
then
and things like that.
You can't have what it is you want.
You still can, Steven.
No, you can't.
If
there is a reason to have a division, it's that at the end of the season, there is going to be a division
competition.
Winner. And so, you know what? In this particular division, they're all beating each other up. Okay?
Is anyone suggesting that there's an outstanding team here?
No.
Okay.
But if you have a division where everybody beats each other up, you're going to have you're going to have a whole bunch of teams that are going to have a whole bunch of losses because they're beating each other up.
They just play each other twice. They have a lot of other people to play. That's six games
that's
out of a 16-game schedule.
That's right.
What happened the other 10 games? They played good teams and they got creamed.
And they lost some.
No, generally they lost to teams that are better than them. Generally.
Hey, the Rams just beat somebody out of their division on the road.
And my hat's off to them because, I wish I'd picked it. Which brings us to the game and we're not there yet, but I really wonder if they can do it again on the road.
Yeah.
Because they're going into Arizona again, and Arizona's, as Derek Anderson can attest to.
And here you go. It's a divisional rivalry.
But I'm still taking the Rams, but it's just, this team could not win a game on the road, and now they're going to do it 2 weeks in a row? Well, it's about as easy as the 2 weeks you're going to get.
Yeah.
But it makes me really wonder. Back to this game of the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens. This is a really, really difficult game to pick.
It is.
And to handicap this thing
just
makes me a little
crazy.
Basically,
the way I'm doing this game, whoever you pick, I'm taking the opposite. I'm going to let you have it.
Oh, that's interesting.
I may even make this the challenge game.
Make it the challenge game. See if I care.
Based on whoever it is you take.
I'm not scared of no ghost.
He's not scared of no ghost. I tell you what, if you know what that is from, I'll give you $1.
Oh, if I know what it's from?
Not you. Oh, somebody out there listening.
You said a few.
No,
it was the group you.
You, yeah, the group you of listening who are listening to me.
That excludes the only you in the room.
Yes.
Okay, as long as we're clear. I'm taking the Baltimore Ravens, the 8-3 versus 8-3 role. You were hoping I was taking the Steelers. Sorry, dude. I'm taking the Ravens, and I'm taking them for the bizarre stat that comes out of the coach's show that Brian Billick and Seattle coach, Harbaugh, have come up with, which is they've got their toxic stat. Toxic. Okay. And what that is your turnovers. So you take your turnover ratio, are you +2? Are you -2? Whatever it is.
Okay.
You take your turnovers, and then you take your explosive plays.
Okay.
And you add them together, explosive plays or plays over 20 yards. You add them together, and what you come up with is a number, obviously. And how large that number is how good your team is. How small that number is how bad your team is.
Yeah,
so if it's minus 22, you're probably a really bad team.
Yeah, that doesn't work for me.
It's fascinating, Steven. And when you go back through the past five Super Bowl champions and the past five, conference champions and things like that, they were always one of the top two or three. So it tells you a lot.
Okay.
It does tell you a lot. Whether how precise is, I don't know. But what's interesting here, the reason I'm going here, Baltimore is one of the teams that is in the bottom tier here. They're one of the only teams that people consider an elite team this season that does not have a positive margin.
Mm-hmm.
That should convince you to take Pittsburgh, Steven.
I'm thinking about taking Pittsburgh just because
you need to make up ground.
Joe Flacco and the Baltimore Ravens offense has regressed.
I don't disagree with that.
And there's the toxic. They have hardly any explosive plays.
They don't. They lack that significantly. They don't give up big plays, but they don't get them either. But on the turnover side of the ball, they do master the turnovers. And so I just, you know, Pittsburgh, it's going to be a great game. That's all there is to it. Steven, it looks like you're trying to go with Pittsburgh there. Is that what's going on over there?
That is. I'm not making it the challenge game, but I am taking Pittsburgh.
Well, you may if that's the only game we differ on.
Well, we're going to differ on a lot more games. Oh, yeah.
You just wait.
All right, moving on. Steven has Pittsburgh. Jeffrey has Baltimore. Nacho, had he gotten his picks in, we tell you who he's taking.
Well,
but
finally, the internet's been dicey at your house, and I don't know what up with that. I know it never has been for you, but it is for me, and I'm live now.
Maybe
so
that Mac you're using.
Could be.
Anyways,
what's that big computer you're staring at? That'd be a Macintosh.
Yeah, but look
running
at the
Windows.
Look at the OS that's running.
How confusing is
Games
Steven?
Games of the week. We'll start in Tampa Bay, where the Buccaneers can show that they are ready to take the next step by hosting the Atlanta Falcons.
Now, here's the deal.
Dealy bop. What's the dealy bop?
It's a tough one, Steven. Again, more difficult games to pick. I have come out and very adamantly, I'm taking the upset here, and I'm taking the Buccaneers at home.
Upset special!
I'm taking the Buccaneers at home over the Falcons because, look, Matty Ice is due for a stumble. That's the only reason I think Tampa Bay is good. I don't think they're the best team in the NFC. They're playing at home, though. Atlanta is more comfortable at home in the dome. And I just think that they are perfectly positioned for a stumble at this point in the season. And I don't think they're taking Tampa Bay lightly. I think anybody who takes Tampa Bay lightly is foolish because they've demonstrated that they're a good team. They're not an elite team, but they're a good team. And so for that reason, I'm taking them, and they're outdoors. They're not in the dome where they're not as comfortable. And,
yep.
And so how are you feeling about this?
Yeah, I like Tampa Bay, but they're still very young.
They are.
And they're not – they don't have what it's going to take to compete in this division. Right now, they've been up there with New Orleans and Atlanta over the next several weeks where they got to play those teams and start playing some division games. You're going to see them back out just a little bit. And I think it starts this week it started last week with the loss to the Baltimore Ravens. But come on, you're going to ask Tampa Bay to play Baltimore, play Atlanta, play the Saints, play a pretty brutal schedule here to finish out the season. And their record was nice, but they're not going to end. They're not going to end that strong.
Now, to be clear, Atlanta is only 3-point favorites going into Raymond James Stadium there in Tampa, where the weather is not supposed to be a factor. It's supposed to be a very nice day there in Central Florida.
Yeah, the Bucs at 7-4, and I just think that they got beat up a little bit last week against the Baltimore Ravens. Like I said, they got Atlanta this week. They head to Washington next week. Then they still got to play New Orleans later on to finish the season. It's not going to look pretty for them.
I hope you're wrong.
All right. So that is game number two of Difference. We'll move to the next game of the week, where it's our Thursday night game to be shown on Sky Sports.
That's right.
The Philadelphia Eagles hosting the Houston Texans.
Set your DVR or stay up really late because this one's worth it. Okay?
It is going to be a good game. Andre Johnson dodged a suspension. The latest talk has been that the reason he didn't get suspended was because, lo and behold, he's playing on NFL Network on Thursday night.
Yeah, that was
football.
Quite an interesting...
A lot of people have been saying that.
Subterfuge.
I don't even know what that means.
I do know what it means, but yes. I don't know if I'm using it properly.
Yeah, I see.
How's that?
The subterfuge of NFL not suspending Andre
Johnson.
It's hard
Johnson. To use in a sentence.
Yes, I know.
I know what it means, but it doesn't mean I can use it in a sentence.
There you go.
And it is, but it's interesting drama to think about if they would actually do that. I You know,
my question
is, conspiracy theorists are really scary people.
And my question is, if you don't get suspended for that, what do you got to do to get suspended in the National Football League?
What if I launch myself helmet to helmet? Oh, that's a $25,000 or $50,000 fine, depending on if they like me or not.
Yeah.
What if I punch an elite quarterback like Ben Roethlisberger in the face?
You get a fine.
You get fined. What if we each take off helmets and then just start throwing haymakers? And by the way, nobody knows what haymakers are except me.
Because you made it up.
It's in Wikipedia, and I didn't insert it. Okay, I don't know how.
Jeff went into Wikipedia.
I don't know how.
Let me add haymaker here.
I'm sure it's
quickly.
Not hard, but it's in there, and it's not extensive.
Okay.
But it was the melee of blows generally thrown in a street fight kind of environment.
I see. Okay.
So they didn't even define it the same way I did.
Throw it the haymaker.
So
it's a series of blows.
No, they just said it was the kind of fighting that you would see more in a street fight. And that certainly was what this looked like, was more like a street fight.
Yeah,
it certainly
was.
Didn't look like boxing or mixed martial arts. Houston and Philadelphia on Sky. This game is going to be a terrific game. I don't trust Houston to save my life. They're my team. And if my team wouldn't save my life, why on earth would they show up on the road in Philadelphia? Tell me.
I don't know. It sounds like you're taking Philadelphia.
Darn straight I'm taking Philadelphia.
Okay.
And I'm happy about that. I'm not giddy happy because I really do wish better things. I believe some things were exposed about how to beat Philadelphia. But here's what's interesting, Stephen. Houston does not have the defense that the Chicago Bears has.
Yeah, they had a pretty decent defense last week. Houston showed up pretty good against Tennessee last week.
So what?
Yeah, Tennessee's got
they had
some
Bumblebee
pretty good
Tuna at quarterback.
They did have Bumblebee Tuna at quarterback.
The guy gets around. Sorry. Didn't mean to create an episode.
Bumblebee Tuna at quarterback. They
it's going to be freezing
they did.
Cold.
But, Jeffrey, the deal is Eagles defense looks suspect without Asante Samuel.
Asante, you're right.
And right now?
We don't know. We don't know about Asante.
But I will find out. Right now, I'm going to go with Houston and the upset on the road. You know why? Because this is the time of year when Houston all of a sudden decides, we can play football.
We can get to 8-8. I swear.
Just you watch. And you know what? We're at a point where we might even get
What's
to 9-7.
What's their record? They have 7 losses? What's their record? I'll tell you if you don't know. I can look it up.
Yeah.
Texans are 5-6.
5-6. So they don't have 7 losses yet.
So, yeah, they're not there yet. And the line on this is the Eagles -8.5.
8.5?
So Steven would certainly be saying give the points for heaven's sake. And
take the points.
Sorry.
Take Houston in the points.
Whatever Jeff says, say the opposite. Think the opposite, and you'll be in good shape here.
Yeah.
And I must say that of all the lines out there, this could be the dumbest wager line of the week.
The Eagles are at home, so 5-6 maybe, but 8.5?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking it'd be more 7, I was fine with 7, and I cannot find it, Steven. I lose sounds.
Do you know the ole, ole,
NFL
ole,
NFL Rants
ole.
Raves, most dumbest wager line of the week.
Not, there it is. But do you know that? Okay.
Seeing a soccer match.
Yeah. Emma, as I picked her up from school today and we're driving home, she started going, ole, 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 ole. And then she goes, ole, hoo.
Starts yodeling?
I was like, are you doing the ole, 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 or are you yodeling, mija?
She is really confused culturally. You know, it's the one quarter of her that's Latina. And then I don't think we have any Swiss in us Alice's. We're mostly German and English.
I could not stop laughing. She goes, ole, 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 ole.
Now, this is the same kid who was taught Signor Don Gato, though. What are they teaching in PUSD?
No, this wasn't Elena. This was Emma.
This is the little one?
This is the little one.
Did you get that recorded?
No, we're going to record it tomorrow. But she's going,
does she have a recording day?
Huh? Whenever we're not recording.
What?
Emma and I are recording. We've recorded a whole bunch of really cool clips.
Wow.
But definitely. It sounded cool because she started going, ole, 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 ole. And so I started going, ole, ole, ole. And she goes, ee-hoo.
Did you guys watch Sound of Music recently?
Trisha watched it with him, yes. She
recently?
Just bought the, yeah.
The new box set?
Yes, yes.
Looks she got so the, yeah, amazing.
Trisha got the, she got that
Can
as
we
a present
borrow
for her. It's Trisha's birthday present that I got for her.
Our birthday was like 2 months ago. She could give it up. It's a month ago. It was less than a month ago. Nearly a month ago.
Yeah, about.
Okay.
So ask her. It's,
yole,
it's hers.
Yole, yole.
Yeah, it's. But I'm like,
love
where did she
music.
Go with the ole, 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 ole? She goes, ole,
okay, because if there was not a Sound of Music reference in there, then I'm really going to wonder about
well,
this child.
I don't even know if she's seen it. I know that Trisha and Elena have seen Sound of Music. I don't even know if Emma has seen it.
Once those songs get stuck in your head.
Yeah, I know. Jeez.
You are 16 going on 17.
All right. So I'm taking Houston. I think that Houston always,
Houston,
right now.
We have a problem.
No, they don't have a problem. This has been Houston's M.O. Late in the season.
Modus operandi.
That's right. They streak off 5, 6, 7
they
wins in a row
streaking.
At the end. And then it's like, oh, man, not bad.
Well, let me tell you, I would make this the challenge game. I don't believe
that. But you can't make it the challenge
game. I can.
Game.
It's not, you know, I am the smartest man alive.
I am the smartest!
But that's ending any moment now.
Yes.
So, which is too bad because I haven't really abused the sound. But anyway, so well, we differ on a lot of games so far, Steven. Are we going to hit the 11 that we did last week before you made a change?
We went to 10. It wound up being 10.
It goes to 10.
Yes.
I thought it went to 11.
It was 11, and it did go to 11 in the beginning. But then I caught myself like,
what?
I took Arizona?
What?
Exactly.
So I enjoyed watching, because the coaches show is on Mondays before Monday,
yes.
And I never get a chance to watch it. And so I saw it tonight before coming over here.
Okay.
And so they were making their predictions about Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
And Jim Mora took Arizona. Like, where's the what sound effect?
Oh,
where's the what sound effect? And he's like, I'm taking the Arizona Cardinals because, well, they're the home team. He says, I'd like to have more than that, but I don't.
Yeah.
And that alone should tell you, if you're only taking them because they're the home team, do a little bit more analysis,
yeah,
because you may find out that you're just dead wrong. And Bellet, he nailed it. I mean, he says, no, I see the 49ers winning pretty handily.
Yeah.
A lot of Frank Gore. Well, a lot of Frank Gore's body left on the field, a piece of hip left on the field, and then
hey, on
Brian
five
Osborne.
Rushes, he had 53 yards.
Seriously.
So that's 10.
And when the team rushed for 260-something yards against you, his point was accurate.
Yes, it was. All right. Well,
where does
that
bring us to?
It brings us to San Diego.
Ah,
the San Diego Superchargers. And they hit the host, the Oakland Raiders.
Now, this is
Reeling Raiders.
The Reeling Raiders. Raiding Nation. This is the largest line of the day, with you having to give 13 points if you want the Chargers. In a divisional matchup.
This is a game where I just say I'm not touching
that one, is what that means. It's not a dumb line. It's probably accurate,
but
it's so,
many points.
It's a divisional matchup. You do not know what's going to happen in this game, friends.
Well, San Diego's going to be a little upset that they lost earlier in the season to Oakland. They're going to
look. They're going to be looking for payback in a big way.
Ryan Matthews is back. Gates will play.
I know. I can't believe Ryan Matthews
Floyd
is actually going to
be
on.
Floyd will be back.
The, and you know what they say about payback? It's a...
Ow.
That
wow.
was really
it
loud.
It was very loud, so I'm glad it was a payback.
Yeah, it's payback, though. What do you expect?
Well, I think it's pretty easy for me.
Yeah, I got the Chargers, dude. That's a no-brainer.
For you.
I don't understand, actually, why it's up a game of the week. Because it's on Sky?
It's a game of the week. No, because, my friend, if you look at the standings...
Oh, the standing, Steven. The Chargers are not at 500 yet.
Can we?
Is anybody concerned?
But
is anybody concerned?
But the Chargers are a game back, and they are at 500. They're at 6-5.
Okay, they finally got back to. I didn't know at what point they crossed the 500 threshold.
And the
finally.
Raiders are at 5-6.
There you go.
So
a game separates these divisional rivals.
So the deal is, the loser of this game. Kiss the baby.
Kiss the baby. You're
As
done.
As Chad Ochocinco would say.
Kiss the baby.
Kiss the baby.
Yeah.
So there you go. But we both got San Diego.
This will be the late game on Sky, and good luck staying awake throughout. That's all I got to say.
All right, could then we'll just, that was pretty easy. Let's move on to the Jacksonville Jaguars as they travel to Tennessee to face the Titans.
Da, 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 da. This game is off the board everywhere.
Well, only because we don't know if it's going to be Bumblebee Tuna or Kerry Collins at quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. Which brings us to the picks. New thing?
Is that what we should call any quarterback that's not the starting quarterback should just be Bumblebee Tuna?
How about this?
Maybe not the second string quarterback, but if it gets down to the third string quarterback or like Brian St. Pierre that they pulled off his couch,
St. Pierre,
we go Bumblebee Tuna. How about that?
I'm fine with that.
Okay,
I'm fine with that.
So
it's your third favorite string word.
Third string quarterback or worse.
Add that to our wiki site officially. That is a new euphemism for Rants and Raves Network.
Who's quarterbacking for Tennessee this week?
Bumblebee Tuna.
Bumblebee Tuna. There you
go. Well, no matter what, I don't believe in Jacksonville on the road, and I'm taking the Titans at home.
What?
Really?
Really. I think that they...
Did you see Chris Johnson with 0 fantasy points last week?
Do you know what that's going to do to him, Steven? Against this
what?
Jacksonville team that really isn't that good at stopping the run?
What is it going to do?
He's got to do double time. He's got to put up 300 yards this week.
So you're saying don't bench him?
I'm saying that if your buddy says to bench him, get a new buddy.
No, buddy didn't say to bench him.
My point exactly, Steven. If the buddy says to bench him,
but buddy doesn't have him as a top five running back this week.
I think he puts up top five numbers this week. I really do.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm not a buddy. Look, I don't have any friends. No one's my buddy.
Especially if Bumblebee Tuna is the quarterback. Dude will get nothing because they're putting 11 guys on the box.
They're going to put 12 in the box. They're going to have the 12th man
in the
box. And
say, Bumblebee Tuna, you beat us with a wide open wide receiver with nobody covering him. And he will miss.
Clicking on Jacksonville.
All right, so Jeff's got Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And I've got Jacksonville.
I'm so trying to talk myself into this one. I have too many road teams.
Now, I tell you
what. I have too many road teams, Steven.
I understand that.
I hate that.
If Kerry Collins.
Look at all these road teams.
Well, that's me. I'm all the green.
Oh, I'm the yellow guy. Okay,
you've
at least
got,
I'm
yes,
rational.
Some,
I've only got a couple.
I've only got one home team so far.
You've only got one home team so far.
Yeah, but I may be going to New England and Baltimore.
Okay, yeah. Maybe. You know, I wanted to go to New England and Baltimore. We just couldn't work it out.
Yeah.
We can't work it out. We can't work it out.
But seriously, I got Jacksonville. I may change to Tennessee if Kerry Collins plays.
Yeah, no, but this Kerry is also an indictment.
If Kerry Collins plays
football?
Then, yeah, plays
he does play
for the, yeah, if he plays football for the Tennessee Titans this week, then Jacksonville's got to adjust.
They do. And they have a big adjustment to make because
right.
I don't. Trust me, I don't think much of this Jacksonville
but
team.
But with Bumblebee Tuna at quarterback, Chris Johnson will not do anything this week.
Yeah. I'm very concerned about this game. As I said, my instinct initially is obviously you take Jacksonville. And that's where the majority of people are going. That's where the money's going. I haven't even looked at the line on this. That's because it was off the board because Bumblebee Tuna might be a quarterback. So apparently it works. LP Field, I don't know what's going to happen. But I don't see it, Steven.
Look, I don't believe in the Jags either. They're in first place. They're leading their division. Really?
Woo-woo. Rusty Nails, Steven. You forgot about Rusty Smith.
Rusty Nails. I knew it was Rusty Nails.
Oh, I didn't know. You just
I knew it was
Bumblebee
the name. We
Tuna.
Just decided to go Bumblebee Tuna. I
okay.
knew it was Rusty Smith.
Yeah.
But we got a new thing.
Tennessee offense hasn't scored a touchdown in 9 quarters, and it ranks last in the NFL in time of possession.
I beg you to take
26
Tennessee.
Minutes.
I need to catch a game on you.
We have to score touchdowns and stop them from scoring, defensive end Jason Babin said.
I love great quotes from defensive linemen.
Guy, there's a reason you play defense. Just go hit somebody, okay?
See, what I was thinking is if we stop people from scoring the touchdowns and we score a couple of ourselves, then we're going to win the game.
Yeah, the problem is you haven't scored any in 9 quarters.
So I'm looking at the injury report. There is the potential of Kerry Collins and Kenny Britt being back.
There is the slight
the potential,
potential.
Right.
Yes.
And look, if that happens, that is a game changer right there.
Yes, I'm telling you right now, Kerry
Collins
gets
the go.
Please
keep me posted, because the morning games are not that interesting to me, and I was thinking of going to church with the family on Sunday.
I see.
So keep, let me know, and please make this change on my behalf if need be.
Okay.
Because I am there with Kerry Collins, but I need Kerry Collins, and I need...
So right now we're both at... You need both of them,
no,
or just Kerry Collins?
No, just Kerry Collins.
Yeah, okay.
But
just
I
Kerry Collins
if,
for me.
If there's Kenny Britt, definitely.
Yes, okay.
But if there's Britt and no Collins, forget about it, because... Look, Rusty has to be able to get him the ball.
He has to be able to throw.
Exactly.
And did you see him throw last week?
I did. I did. It wasn't good.
I think he almost completed more passes to the other team.
But the Jags, you know, they nearly beat the Giants last week, dude.
They should have beat the Giants.
That's my point. Yeah, and it's like, and the Giants, I do think something of the Giants.
I'm 13-3 if they beat the Giants.
Golly,
and they led the whole game. Up until the final 2.5 minutes.
They're freaking fracking, sacking, racking, cracking, racking.
That reminds me. It's time for a Christmas story. Got to break that DVD out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be time for that.
I thought you meant that you were going to tell a Christmas story.
No, the Christmas story. It's time.
Yeah, no, I know the movie. I just thought that you were actually saying that it's time for a Christmas story.
Yes. Wow.
Oh, skunked again. No matter. Today I had serious work to do.
What I want for Christmas. What I want for Christmas is a Red Ryder BB gun with a compass in the stock and this thing which tells time.
Listen.
Wow, that's great.
I think that every... Wow, that's great.
We just need that clip. Wow, that's great.
Wow, that's
that needs
great.
To be a drop. Just something good happens.
Wow, that's great.
Oh, man. Too much
Ralphie,
fun today.
Ralphie.
Must-see games.
Daddy's going to kill Ralphie.
Where we head to Miami, where the Dolphins face the Cleveland Browns. Ruff, ruff.
How's life at the dog pound, Steven?
Dog pound's pretty cool.
Is it?
Yes. I've never been there, but I want to go.
I do too, dude. I want to do all of Ohio properly.
Yeah, you know what? I've started to...
You're making a list and checking it twice.
No, not a list, but I've added it to my bucket list.
Yeah.
It's a bucket list.
Okay.
Things to do before you kick the bucket.
Oh, okay.
It's spend a Sunday afternoon in the dog pound.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
So
it's on
you,
the list.
The problem is, you know, when we get to things as press, and that doesn't usually allow us access.
Yeah, but I think this is one thing where I will go as not press.
So you'll have to go buy a ticket then.
I can buy a ticket.
Okay. That means somebody in the dog pound, or will you wear a mask?
I will wear a mask.
Nice.
Yes.
I would like to see
that. You cannot go and be in the dog pound and not wear a mask.
Nice. I'd wear a scream mask. Just want to mix it up a little bit.
Go as Darth Vader, like Emma.
And then they'll just say, dude, the Raiders are 2,000 miles that way.
Exactly.
The Cleveland Browns at 4-7 go to the Miami Dolphins at 6-5. And what is going to happen here? Steven's clicking things together excitedly almost. Sun Life Stadium should be very sunny, 78 degrees in Miami, Florida. And the line on this one has Miami favored by 4.5.
Okay, I was going to say 5.
4.5. So who do you like, Steven?
Well, I'm going with the upset.
Going with the upset. I am not. I'm going with the home team here. So here's another one. Steven, you're liking an awful lot of road teams, and you're liking road dogs, and that's scary.
Beware the road dog.
Dude, there's a new dog behind our house that I woke up to this morning.
Oh, really?
It's not behind our house. It's kitty corner, so it's diagonal in our backyard. I have never wanted to injure an animal, and I don't want to injure the animal. I just want to eliminate the animal.
Huh.
I am so fed up because the house behind us has little dogs. So the big dog barks, and then the little dogs bark, and then the big dog barks, and the little dogs bark.
So you get a roar, roar, and you go, roar, 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 roar.
They're reading the Wall Street Journal to each other.
Yes.
It's freaking annoying, and I don't want to wake up to it. And they start really early, and I do want to go over to the people who live. Yeah, this is through earplugs, Steven.
Yeah, you are some sensitive sleepers, man, you Ellis's.
I know. My sister and I, my mom, we all are very sensitive sleepers.
Yes.
And Jacob, Mark's son.
Yeah.
He's a real sensitive sleeper.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Well, you sleep like a dead man.
Yeah. And my girls do too. I'm pretty.
And that's
pretty,
awesome.
Pretty happy about
that. So do my kids. My kids sleep great, and I'm very happy for them. Dee Dee sleeps great. But look, us Ellises have got a thing in us where we're very sensitive. Yes. We're very sensitive.
What was that? I just go to bed, Trisha. Leave me alone, dude. And then I'm out, and then it takes your 5 hours to go back to sleep.
Yeah.
All right.
So, again, you're taking an upset. You're taking the Brownies on the road against Miami. Oh, this is the Miami team that can't win at home.
Yes.
That's factoring into your formula.
Yes.
And what are the Cleveland Browns? What's
and
their record
Brandon
on the
Marshall,
road?
Marshall's still not sure if he's playing.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want you to convince me on this because
I want to
do
well. You.
Steven, it's not about catching.
I want
it's,
you to stay.
Every
man.
Year I root for
I do.
When
gotta,
you're in front, I root for you to be the best picker of all.
Oh, come on. You want to catch me?
I want to catch you, but I root for you.
Okay.
So do I not?
I should root for you and not want to catch you?
Look, do you know how many wins the QB Killers got?
How many?
117.
And you're at?
109.
Yeah, QB Killer's doing pretty good.
He is out of control. And so I'm just, I have to be the best. Somebody has to be the best. One of the two of us.
Yes.
And we have been every stinking year for 6 years.
Well, this year there's been other focuses.
Not for me.
Okay. Don't yell at me, dude.
So I'm picking up the slack for the two of us.
Okay.
Because you're working on your other ventures.
All right.
And one of us has got to come on top because it's our thing.
I mean, I'm not that bad.
I'm ready to give up on our thing.
What?
Our thing of being the best at picking games. I'm ready to say, you know what? We're really good.
We're among the best. For 4 years.
Five.
Four. The first season, we weren't the best.
Were we sucky the first year?
No, we weren't sucky, but we just weren't the best. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so the last four seasons. That's a lot to defend. That's a lot of pressure, and I'm ready to say, you know what? I can't let Sapp do that, man.
Well, you're chasing eight games. You can catch eight games.
I can.
Well, then
especially
do it.
If I differ with them on this one, because he's got Miami. Well, I already know what he's got.
No,
QB and I are tied.
I see.
And I talked to him about the
you
killer.
You got Miami.
I talked to the killer.
And he's got Miami. So
yeah,
there
so
you go.
If I take the Brownies, Dolphins, the Browns, dude, what are they doing at quarterback? Serious.
As long as they've got
Is
Peyton
Bumblebee
Hillis
Tuna
going to
be in? I mean, seriously, because
no
McCoy is questionable. Is DeLome seriously going to start?
Yeah, that might scare me off a little bit.
It should scare everyone. How about the people in Carolina laughing their butts off when he threw a pick?
They had the best time
last week watching Jake DeLome come home again. Oh,
but
my
gosh. But
they
still lost, by the way.
I know.
Yeah.
They're that bad.
Yeah.
They are that bad.
They had a chance to win. Casey missed a field goal at the end.
John Fox, every Monday on Sirius NFL. He's on every Monday. And I'm like, and they love him. He's on with Pat Kerwin and not the guy with the weird voice. Adam Scheid, yeah. And there he seems like the nicest guy in the world, John Fox.
Yeah.
He is going to be fired so fast.
Well, not fired. This is the last year of his contract and they're not going to renew it.
No, I thought he had one more.
No, this is the final year of his contract.
And then you know what? We're moving in a different direction, John. Yes. The direction's called winning. And it's not going to include you.
Yes. That's basically it.
He seems like a neat guy. He had some glory years. Look, he really did.
Glory years. Oh, that's glory days.
It's glory days.
Yeah. Didn't work.
So anyways, look, I have a real problem taking the Brownies on the road against Miami with Jake DeLome in there.
Well, however, if I do find out that Jake DeLome is starting later on, I will change it to the Dolphins.
If Colt McCoy is in there, I'm fine with that pick. But it seems
we
at this
know.
Point.
He's got the high ankle sprain.
And those high ankle sprains are insidious. They are. They really, really are. So
you're sticking with Miami?
I got to, man.
All right, he's sticking with Miami.
They've won one game at home, and they need to win another. The Brownies, Steven, have only won one game on the road.
Yeah, but
they've been horrible on the road.
They haven't been horrible on the road. They've lost by like a point or two or
That's
three.
That's what they do. They're the Buffalo Bills of the Midwest, okay?
All right. But they've been like in every game.
In every game. I said they're the Buffalo Bills of the Midwest.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
They're fast.
and they host the Denver Broncos.
Chiefs. And if you don't take the Chiefs, you are high as a kite, son. High as a kite. Yeah. Line on this is 8.5 for Kansas City.
Okay, I'll take Kansas City at 8.5.
Okay.
Just the Broncos, there's something lacking.
There's something epidemically wrong, pandemically wrong.
And it's not like it's like they got bad players or anything. I mean,
no,
but I
think that they are a dysfunctional organization, Stephen. I truly, the fact that Josh McDaniels doesn't really have a general manager in there to show him the ropes as one of the youngest coaches in the NFL, I think is a serious problem.
Well, I think that, and I think, you know,
he is the sole decision maker.
The thing is that he's got a leak. That's what he should get.
And if that doesn't tell you that you've got a problem, when your inner core of only like 4 or 5 guys, one of them is not loyal to you.
Yeah, that's not good.
That tells you that you have a systemic problem. And the players know it. You know, one of the more fun afternoons of our life was at the Oval, at the cricket grounds, with the Broncos players.
I love the Oval.
It's beautiful. And
I want to go see a cricket match there.
Me too. And I actually want to...
Except we're never in London when they're playing cricket matches at the Oval.
If we went to Australia right now, we could hook up with Simon and get a good tan.
We could hook up with the... Actually, Simon back home now.
He's back home now?
He's back home, yeah.
So whom did I ask? I asked somebody... Was it on the air if they hated him? Were you there when I asked if he was hated for his assignment?
No.
Okay, so somebody else. I might have been talking to Rich on the phone.
Yeah.
So how much is Simon hated for being in Australia right now? London is under a foot of snow right now.
Ah.
It's ridiculous. It is so... last winter was like historically cold in Europe. This winter's colder. It's crazy. I mean, they're really, really crazy.
Back. He's back.
And he's on camera. Away, when I see him on TV, he's not wearing any makeup, dude. He is just tanned.
Yeah.
He is tanned. Nice. And then here's all the poor people in London where it's snowing. And that's in the warm part of the UK.
Well, you know who's out of town right now?
Is Ed out of town?
Ed's in Zurich.
What's Ed doing in Zurich?
For the announcement of the World Cup.
They travel for announcements. I remember when Rich had to go to like the Ukraine for the seeding for the 2012 Carling Cup, or it wasn't the Carling Cup, but the FA Cup,
okay,
or something. They were announcing the seedings, and he goes to the Ukraine for the draw.
Okay, well,
I'm like, come on.
Well, they were announcing the next two World Cups. Who's going to get them?
Okay, that's a big deal.
And England
and
is
Ed hosts
on the
soccer
list.
Saturday, yeah, so England's he's their on, main soccer guy.
England's
now.
On the list.
They're always on the list.
It hasn't. Well,
and
it
we're
hasn't
usually
been
on the list.
It hasn't been there in like a skajillion years. Like 56
then the World
years.
Cup needs to be in England. Give me a break. That's a no-brainer. So,
but it didn't look like it. Looked like Russia was.
Where
does
the?
It.
Oh boy! And with the WikiLeaks about Russia. Did you read the new ones today?
No.
Holy cow!
Is there a cow?
Basically saying that Russia and the Ukraine and the Baltics are all, they're all run by organized crime. That's our state assessment of those nations.
So it's kind of like The Saint, the movie The Saint. Did you see that?
No, but I heard about it and I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's syndicates. Gangs and syndicates that are running these countries, and that they just have these puppet leaders in place. And that's what our State Department thinks of them according to these documents leaked, and they've been right. I mean, I think it's terrible what they're doing, undermining our relationships with these countries. But anyway, that's just crazy. So for Russia to get it, that's not fair. I think it should be when every freaking weekend the eyes of the world turn to Great Britain for soccer. Why don't they host it? Come on,
it's been 56 years.
Now, the eyes of the world also turn to Spain and Italy. I understand that. And South America, I understand that. And never to North America. I understand that. I'm not interested in watching I don't even know what they call the soccer thing here.
MLS.
MLS. I don't care about the MLS. I don't care. But, man.
There's a lot of people that care, though.
You put Serie A on, you put anything else on, and I my eyes are glued. But you put on American soccer, I'm like, okay.
How do you unglue your eyes, by the way?
I find that nail polish remover.
Okay. That always works.
Yeah. That works. And then pure rubbing alcohol. Pour that into your eye.
So anyways, let's get back. We're running out of time. Ed is in Zurich. He's having a great time.
Lucky guy.
He's been tweeting. I hope he saw my last tweet because he tweeted that he was in this place.
Where they had Toblerone. I saw that.
Yes.
You're like, bring me some Toblerone, dude.
I'm like, I love Toblerone chocolate. I hope he, you know, sends over some for the holidays. How about that?
Yeah, you're not allowed to send food.
You're not?
You're not supposed to send food across
Toblerone?
Country.
Toblerone?
It's chocolate, but it's still
chocolate.
Food. I know, it's food.
I know it's food.
It's laced with nougat. Nougat.
Nougat.
I love the
Toblerone. All right, we'll move on. We both have Kansas City.
For darn good reasons. They're
fast. Hosting the San Francisco 49ers.
Green Bay favored by 9.5 points. San Francisco went in there last year and laid a stinker of a game.
No.
You remember that last year?
No.
It was really bad.
That's probably why I don't remember it.
Really bad. And what's his name? Singh had a very emotional press conference.
Yes.
Where he went on his other little litany.
Did he drop his pants?
It's not good. Not good enough. Not going to get it done. Can't do it. Won't do it. I love when he talks like that.
Thank you.
It is going to be sub-freezing there in Soldier Field.
Ooh.
Soldier Field. Lambeau Field. Sorry, Curly. Curly, my bad. Curly Lambeau, my bad. Lambeau Field, where the Packers are 4-1 at home and the 49ers and 1-4 on the road. No chance of precipitation, so it's just going to be butt cold. And look, I got the Packers. You got the Packers. If the San Francisco 49ers should find a way to win this game, then they are very much alive in the playoff race. But I don't see that happening, neither does Steven.
All right, we both have Green Bay, so we'll move on to games of importance.
We begin in Minneapolis, St. Paul. The Twin Cities host the Buffalo Bills.
Well, actually, the Vikings host the Buffalo Bills. The Twin Cities, they don't care.
They do. Both of the Twins
no,
care.
No, they don't, because as a matter of fact, they might be losing their Vikings.
Yeah, that's a disturbing report. Build them a stadium, please. The state legislature needs to get cracking and get them a nice stadium. It doesn't have to be amazing.
They've got a baseball stadium.
They've got one for the University of
Minnesota.
That's
what I was, if I were a Viking, I'd be like, look, man, you know, the Twinkies just got a new stadium.
Yep.
And we're better than the Twinkies.
Well, let's see here. You play 8 games a year in the big baggie.
10,
counting the preseason.
Yeah.
And the Twinkies play 82 games. Yeah.
Make a point.
Yeah, the point is that one does a lot more business than the other.
Yeah, those 8 games.
And by the way, the Twinkies are playing outdoors, Steven. They did not do the, it's a beautiful stadium, but there are 3 months of the year that you could have snow outs. It's a brutally difficult place to play baseball. Nobody in their right mind wants to play baseball there. And if
then why'd they build it?
A dome stadium is so stinking expensive, and the economics of Minneapolis do not support a dome stadium, which is why they're playing in one of the dumpiest venues in all of sports.
Okay.
It is a conundrum. So don't, but to ship them to LA would be wrong. I don't think
I'm
you could
just
stick that to the poor people of the Midwest.
Ziggy was out in LA.
He was out in LA, and this is all in air quotes, people. So everyone do your air quotes. Air quotes. He was looking at the LA Live complex, Stephen, to get ideas of what they might do in Minneapolis.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't believe it either, but that's what that's what he said. I'm like, no, you're actually trying to pressure your state legislature into getting the bill done to get the stadium built.
Yeah.
You're trying to pressure them, and good for you. I mean, do whatever you have to do, Ziggy. But, yeah, that I tell you. So, whom do you like in this game, Steven?
I like the Minnesota Vikings.
I do, too. I don't think they're all that in a bag of chips, and probably neither does Steven. But Steven likes them a little bit more than me. Buffalo, I suspect, will do what they always do and give them a scare.
They'll play scare. Well, and it's, you know, Trisha
got to finish. What does Trisha say? Because I would trust her.
Trisha was like, Buffalo Bills, there are three teams in the league, and the Buffalo Bills are one of those teams that they make you think they're going to pull it out.
Oh, yeah.
And then in the end,
they don't.
They find a way to lose.
They find a way to lose. And the other two teams
Stevie
would be?
Stevie Johnson. He catches the ball, and they beat the Steelers, man.
Poor kid. He's as he said, he's going to think about this every day for the rest of his life. I hope not.
Here they are. They're on the road. They're in Minnesota. Minnesota's, you know, getting a little bit of life in them now. They got a new interim head coach who's breathing some life into them.
Adrian Peterson's gimping. Brett Favre's gimping.
It don't matter.
Sidney Rice getting back.
I'll take the gimpy Vikings over the Bills.
Wait. Percy Harvin's got a migraine. No, he doesn't. I was kidding. That's a joke. The Vikings are favored by 5.5 or 6,
okay,
depending on where you look.
All right.
And I would stay away from this game as well, frankly.
All right. The Arizona Cardinals hosting the St. Louis Rams.
This is a really tough game. The Arizona Cardinals should be humiliated. They should be humiliated by what happened last week on Monday Night Football. But instead, what happens, and your quarterback has a meltdown the next day on TV, and guess what? You have a short week now, and you have truly the best team in the division coming into your house in the St. Louis Rams. And that is why I'm taking the St. Louis Rams, Steven. This is a team that, you know, I think the world of Wesen Hunt, I think he's a terrific guy, and he seems like a terrific coach. But this team is so far from that team that went to the Super Bowl. They don't even... I heard Anquan Boldin being interviewed, and he sounded like he was going to cry, Steven. He's like, I talk to those guys every day. I talk to Fitz. I talk to Early. He says, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, well, I think it was pretty crazy. Kurt Warner is actually a pretty funny guy.
He's turning out to be a good commentator.
His tweets are very funny.
I don't follow him on Twitter.
You should, because he's got some pretty funny tweets. But after the game on Monday Night Football, he was like, man, I really feel for those guys.
Yeah. Only and that I can wasn't imagine, supposed to be funny.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. But I could just imagine how he's like, ouch.
Yeah. It sucks to be you. That's all there is to it.
The thing is, Arizona's only two games out of first place.
Well,
he comes back this week, and they win out. Week. They win the division.
He comes back this week. Brenda would kill him.
Yes. I'm sorry. It's just B.
It's B?
Whenever he tweets, he just puts a big B.
Well, that's because it counts as characters, and she's got a long name. That's my problem with Twitter.
He's too lazy
everyone's
to
got
Brenda.
No, it takes up characters. You only have, whatever,
140.
140.
Yes.
They've increased it since they started.
No, it's always
it was
106
at one point, I thought. Okay, no, maybe not. All right, so we both got St. Louis, I suspect, in this game.
Yes, we do.
So that brings us to the Washington Redskins at the New York Football Giants.
Giants getting a squeak by win over Jacksonville last week.
Yeah, it was a miracle.
Washington losing to Minnesota at home.
And that was a close one, too. Grandpa had to go tumbling, rumbling, stumbling. And so, who do you like here, baby?
I don't know.
I don't like, frankly, either one of these teams a whole lot. The Giants, they had me believing, and then they went and deceived me. But I'm still taking the Giants again. I think they get the ship right there. 7-point favorites at home.
Yeah, I'm taking the Giants.
You said you didn't know. Now you know. What?
Washington
you know
is so inconsistent. They got nobody.
They're so inconsistent that they could win. Let's just be honest about that.
No.
They could win.
Of late, ever since their running attack and Ryan Terrain's been out and their running attack's been gone, their offense has been horrid. Santana Moss, their best wide receiver, he looks like he doesn't want to play football anymore. They finally released Joey Galloway. They just cut him, said, see you later, old man. And, it's like they brought in Donovan McNabb, but they didn't give him anybody to play with.
And as a result, Donovan is enduring the worst season of his career.
Yeah.
And to be a veteran at his age and have to put up with your worst season ever is terribly discouraging.
It is, but he's got nobody.
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 Nobody. Seriously.
And, you know, the Giants have had their problems with Donovan McNabb over the years, but this will not be one of those weeks.
See, you had to go and say that about the Giants having
it's
problems.
It's true. Yeah. It's true, but it's when he's been an Eagle.
Yeah, it won't be this week. He's got nobody.
Yeah.
All right, let's move to Indianapolis, where the Colts host the Dallas Cowboys.
Now, this is where push comes to shove. I'm going with my brain, and I'm taking the Indianapolis Colts. It would not surprise me at all if the Dallas Cowboys won this game.
Yep.
Because, look.
Well, I'm not going with your brain. I'm going with the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
Simply because the Dallas Cowboys play the same kind of defense the San Diego Chargers play.
No, that's what concerns me, Steven.
And Peyton Manning, just, there's something going on where he is trying very hard to get his guys to be on the same page. And they're not.
There's been too much turnover at too many key positions on that team, including, may I say, head coach. Which is why I am very, very afraid of. I'm more than happy to miss this game. I don't want to miss this game. I don't want the Cowboys to win. But I am very concerned about what's going on in Indianapolis right now. I'm very concerned. This is a team I've enjoyed watching and rooting for over the last many years.
Same here.
And it just seems like a ship that's starting to go down. And I start to. When I had, for a nanosecond, Steven, and please don't scream at your iPod, because you're on a train somewhere and people are going to look at you weird. But I actually had just a fleeting image of Carson Palmer for a second when Peyton was playing quarterback.
I'm not going to scream at my iPod.
Okay, but you know why I did. You know why I did.
I don't know why you did.
Because he looks really bad sometimes, and I've never seen Peyton Manning look really bad for an extended stretch of time.
All of the turnovers, all of the interceptions that he's thrown over the last couple games have all been because he's gotten hit as he's released the ball. They haven't been Peyton Manning throwing bad passes. They've been Peyton Manning, just as he's releasing the ball,
last week, wasn't that. It was his receiver falling down on the route.
No. It was his receiver getting knocked down, but there should have been a penalty.
Should there?
I just see him
go to the ground.
They showed that three times. The guy hooks him and pulls Reggie Wayne. Reggie Wayne falls to the ground.
Oops.
And that actually puts him in position
then he
for the pick.
And he jacked the route.
And he went for the touchdown. So,
okay, well, as I said, that I didn't put on Peyton.
Yeah, no. Well, that
but
there's that
he
one.
Just, he but doesn't look other, right.
I think
the
he's
team
had,
doesn't look
over
right.
The last two games, he's had six interceptions, and four of them have been he's getting knocked around as he releases the ball. So it's
but
not,
again, in the old days, if he's getting hit, he tucks the ball and he goes down and takes a
this
sack.
This is like he's in motion.
Right.
The ball is
he's about to release it
and he gets hit. So
but he's always had a masterful way of avoiding contact.
Well, dude, you got a lot of people.
I know, and this is what I'm saying. Too many injuries at too many key positions, which is why
so
it would not surprise.
So to me,
we
that
don't
doesn't
know
make
this,
him look like.
We don't know who this Cowboys team is. We know who they were supposed to be, and we know what they turned out to be. And if there's a chance that they end up regaining any form of who they were supposed to be, they beat the Colts. But I can't take that chance, and I've got to go with history and say, look, the Colts are at home. They should be able to handle the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
So there you go.
Should, but they
should.
Won't.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me, though. Would not surprise me.
All right. We're heading into nap games where I don't believe we're going to differ on any games there.
I sure hope not.
So let's get to
the... I mean, somebody's being stupid. Hear that tiger growling. Boy, he'll kill you fast.
Wow, dude. You need to see somebody about that.
For snores lasting longer than 4 hours, see a doctor.
Side effects might include
death,
headaches, bowel movements,
irritable
bowel
syndrome, excessive drooling.
Oh, gosh.
Have you eyeballs seen the, falling out of your
the
head?
The commercial for, I don't even know what it is, but it says, if you've suffered death,
you're not watching this commercial.
Death, seizure, or something else. Please call this number. We may have
with what?
Wait a minute. Am I reading?
Do
this?
I have to see? Do I have to attend a séance to do this?
Am I reading this right? Did they just say if you have
there
experienced
is so many dumb people
for taking
in charge
this,
of things.
You know, medicine.
If
you've
experienced
death,
you could be
seizure.
Part of a class action lawsuit, and you're entitled to money. Did you take Lipitor and die? Call this number. Operators are standing by. Remember, this is a free call.
Oh, man. I was like, so if I ever take that.
And die.
Please call on my behalf. Please. I want some of that money.
Definitely. I want you getting rich off me, baby.
All right. First nap game. Oh, we already said that, didn't we?
Nolan Saints, Cincinnati Bengals. If you don't know why it's a nap game, you're not paying no attention, man. Listen.
I'm going to surprise you in this game, though.
No, you're not.
I'm going to surprise you in this game.
Okay, you're going to say surprise or something because you're taking the Saints.
No.
You said we weren't going to differ on any of the nap games, and I'm not going to be stupid.
But then I realized, so what, I'm stupid because I'm taking the Bengals at home, and the Saints have just been not good football team?
In the snow?
Anywhere, really.
Paul Brown Stadium is going to be snowing.
Ooh. Yeah, see, which means you're going to have to run the ball. I don't think the
Pierre same. Thomas might be back.
Pierre Thomas ain't going to be on
might be
no football
back.
Field.
He might be back.
I bet you.
Wow.
What do I got here?
Shockey could be back.
$1.
Pierre Thomas could be
$1
back. $1.
Pierre Thomas is not on the football field this weekend.
And Darren Sharper is supposed to be back, dude.
$1. No Pierre Thomas on the football field.
Oh, we're just betting on Pierre Thomas's dude, if you're that big a gambling addict, man, you need to go move to the UK because you can do proposition wagers on anything.
Anything?
Anything.
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 No, you're supposed the third anything you're supposed to say. I'll get you. And I'll make it look like a bloody accident.
Yeah, that's your daughter.
Yeah, I know.
She's good at that.
She is.
She lives with you.
The other day she comes up to me out of the blue. She's like, Daddy, I want a new pony.
Oh, that's awesome.
Out of the blue. Wasn't expecting it. I wasn't even talking to
her. What's wrong
with
your old pony? I want a new pony.
Daddy, I want a new pony. And she said it in a pretty
accent.
Yes,
of course she did. I love kids.
Oh, man. She's awesome. She's just as awesome as the little one. Both my girls are awesome. Anyways.
Drew Brees and the Saints have stuck 30 points on their last three opponents. They're finally getting back to form. They're getting more people healthy. I know they don't have a running game. We're talking about the Bungles. I am taking the Saints, and
Bungles
I am liking
are
it.
Not going to go 9 straight losses.
Why the heck not? They're terrible.
They're not terrible. They just have the ball bounce not their way.
Ever.
And it changes this week.
Ah.
This is... I haven't
you know the Saints
many.
Are.
This is my upset special of the week.
Okay,
it's the only one I got.
Okay, you mean all those games we differ on? I'm taking the dog. I seriously doubt that.
Except the Baltimore one, I think you got the favorite there.
I don't know who. No one's
but that's,
a favorite
yeah.
in that game. That
yeah,
game is
a
coin toss. Seriously.
Tampa Bay.
The
no.
line is 3 points. By the way, Baltimore. I mean, it's just
yeah.
It's
Tampa
a home
Bay.
Game,
you got the dog.
Atlanta's, I got Tampa Bay. What yeah. the hell am I thinking? Oh wow!
I'm taking.
You roll with that, baby. You get you know, if you're a betting man, you get six and a half, 7 points.
Give them to
where
me.
You go.
Give them to me.
I'm not,
and I don't even need them.
I know you don't want
them.
You
got
to win in straight up, which is, makes this a wager that you want to be all over.
Yes.
This look, friends, we don't condone gambling outside the Nevada state lines, and we haven't said so
or
in several
Atlantic
shows.
City.
And we haven't said so
in
several
UK.
Shows or anywhere else on earth. That's not the United States of America. However, when you're gambling, friends, what you want as your sure thing is the game where you're picking the underdog to win.
Yes.
You don't get involved in the points nonsense. You'll make yourself crazy. When you are certain that a certain team is going to win and they're dogs, guess what? Even if they lose, you still might win.
Right.
That's good.
Good.
There's your gambling tip for the day. Hope
Thank
you enjoy
you for
it.
The gambling tip. It's good.
That's good. Can I criticize Steve Mariucci?
Uh-oh. What did Mooch
Brief
do?
Rant. Nothing. It's just that he seems to need to be a little too hyper when he talks about things and enunciate things a little too often.
Okay.
I got a head rush just doing that. Yeah. I don't know how he does that for 4 hours on a Sunday morning. You've got to get those players out there and get them grouped and work them together. I'm like, Steve, just relax, man. You're sitting next to some of the most chill people on earth. Do you have to be the hyper guy? It doesn't work for me.
You may have to be.
Doesn't work for me, man.
All right, let's head to Detroit where the Chicago Bears host, or no, travel to Detroit. To face the kitty cat.
And aren't they lucky that they have this horrid, horrid schedule that is as easy as a schedule could be, because this Bears team, I'm still not buying, and I know everyone says that I'm crazy. I'm buying their defense.
Take the Lions.
No.
Well, then you're not buying them.
I'm telling you how bad the Lions are, and they are starting Bumblebee Tuna at quarterback.
They are?
Drew Stanton is going to be in.
No, Bumblebee Tuna. He's third string,
He's third
right?
string. Drew, right. That's what I'm saying. When Bumblebee Tune is starting a quarterback, you have to give me really good reasons to take that team. I'm taking the other team when Bumblebee Tune is in there, unless there's extraordinary circumstances.
Calvin Johnson. Javon Best.
Megatron.
Nate Burleson.
In 3D.
Just saying.
Yeah. So I'm rolling with the Bears. Their defense is going to destroy Bumblebee Tuna.
I'm rolling with the
Bears.
And
turn him into a tuna sandwich.
I wonder if Bumblebee Tuna runs out of the back of the end zone.
Yeah, I hope not. that'd be the Dallas Cowboy. The former.
No. What are you talking about?
Did he go to Cowboys?
It was not John Kidna.
Is that Drew
Stanton? No.
Who did that?
It was Orlovsky.
Oh, Dan Orlovsky.
Yes.
Wow, he is Bumblebee Tuna, isn't he?
Yes.
There's a reason that you get the Bumblebee Tuna moniker. Because you're not even good enough to be a second stringer, man.
That's right. If you're the third string quarterback,
I hate tuna.
You know who's the third string?
Why do I like tuna
when
it's sushi?
Do you know who's a Bumblebee Tuna right now? If we're talking third string quarterback?
Matt Leinart? Matty, did
That's
I go there?
Right.
High five. High five.
Matt Leinart is a Bumblebee
High
Tuna.
Five. Congratulations, Maddie. Hope you enjoyed your last year at SC. Stay in school.
Ballroom
Just stay in school.
Dancing.
Ballroom dancing.
Suavemente.
Woo! Of course I'm French. Why do you think I have this outrageous accent?
All right, we both have the Bears. Let's finish it up here as we just crossed the two-hour mark. The Seattle Seahawks host the Carolina Panthers. You know, Jeffrey, I think we got to knock the Panthers down a bit. They can't be Panthers, but they can't be kitty cats because that's the Lions.
Okay.
And the Panther is kind of like a cat, so it would be a kitty cat, but they can't be kitty
cats. I don't
like
that you just dropped this on me all of a sudden.
So,
I'm a little bit out of shape about it, Steven.
The Carolina.
Meow, meow, kitties. Meow, meow, kitty, meow,
just
meow.
Carolina meows. How about that?
Meow.
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 Yes, there you go.
So the Lions are.
Yes.
And the Panthers are meow.
Yes.
How about just really tone deaf? Meow. Oh, like a cat in heat. Meow.
Oh God, no.
Meow.
That is awful. There's meow. One that runs around the outside the next door neighbor's house. When it starts wailing meow. Like the oh God. Once I thought it was a baby crying.
Yes, they frequently sound like babies
I was
crying.
Like, Trisha G. I'm like, who's got a baby? And we, you know, we go outside and like, I'm like, what
I
the?
Need.
Like, I'm about to go drop kick.
I need.
I want to drop kick that through the uprights.
That's why God invented shotguns.
All right. No,
the
Seahawks. We're just kidding, people. We don't need PETA crawling all over us.
Any violence to animals.
What, the people of eating tasty animals?
Tasty animals.
Do PETA members eat hamburgers?
No.
Really?
No. Animals are people too, Steven.
So you have to be a vegetarian to be a member of PETA?
Yeah.
Seriously.
I don't know that you have to, but you really should if you want to be consistent.
So like if I wanted to like say
See,
I
one of their
I
ads,
wanna join PETA, I wanna fight for PETA, I have to give up hamburgers?
You have to give up all things steak? That are really food.
Steak?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't.
Fish? Chicken?
I could get rid of fish.
Chicken?
Chicken's good.
One of their ad campaigns had a chicken breast.
Yes.
Broiled chicken breast, and it says Holocaust on a plate.
What?
That's right. Killing a Jew is the same as killing a chicken.
Okay, they went a little farther.
They're a ludicrous, crazy organization, Stephen.
But so there you go. That's why I can't join.
That's why there is the other organization that's not crazy, which is
the other white meat.
No. I'm thinking of national organizations for treating animals. Animal rights.
They're good animal people.
No. There's a major national group that...
Okay. I believe you.
Okay, and I believe I can fly. So let's talk about this game.
Well, do you really need to pick anyone other than Seattle?
You do, but you need to realize that you're choosing the Seattle Seahawks, which is really crazy and scary, and it's... I mean, right? I mean, rolling with the...
Seattle has at least
scored points.
You
never know what
you're
going to get.
Seattle has at least scored points.
I know.
You know the
I'm taking Seattle. I just don't like it.
The Carolina Panthers, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Give me just a moment here, because I want to give good information. I don't want emails from your friend.
My friend, Ed.
Yeah. 12 points per game, dude.
Jeez.
That's all that the Carolina Panthers have been able to muster. 12 points per game. Now, Seattle, at the very least, they are averaging a little over 19 points, almost 20 points per game.
Yeah.
That's a big difference. So if you're taking Seattle, you at least know, at least their offense is going to put up some points.
That is correct.
You don't know if Carolina's going to score 3 or 13.
But no matter what, they ain't scoring more.
Yeah, it's 3 or 13.
And what's fun is the line is 6 in favor of the Seattle Seahawks.
I would go ahead. I would take Seattle and the points.
That means that Seattle's going to have to score 7.
It might be 7-0.
Yeah. That's a really disgusting game. That should go into a subcategory of nap games, if you ask me. Or this is maybe why they were invented. This is why nap games were invented, yes. People, because please don't watch this.
If you're in the Seattle area and you're forced to watch this game because that's what's in your region, have it on, but take a nap. And then you wake up and it's like the third quarter and you're like, huh, look at that.
There you go.
That's what expected.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all the time we've got. We will have our picks along with nacho cheese. Is it nacho cheese?
No, he's just nacho, man. He's suave. He's Rico Suave.
It's just nacho. That's nacho cheese. Nacho cheese. I don't know. That joke was funny when I was 5.
Okay. Well, there you go. And I'm glad you're not 5 anymore, so we don't have to hear it.
There you go.
And my final on the Monday night game to get the tiebreaker in here for Pigskin Pick'em, 21-17. Jets over the Patriots.
Well, there's going to be more points scored.
Well, that's what the Vegas has the over-under at, like 45.
Yeah.
I'm taking the under on that.
Okay.
I have a low-scoring affair there. I think you're going to see better defense than a lot of people are expecting up there in Foxborough.
Okay.
Which is one of the reasons I really would like to be there, but I can't.
But
so
you
I
can,
won't.
So there you go. And this has been Stephen Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis, I believe.
So if you've already gotten your emails in for guest picker, we got about 50 or so. I'm going to randomize them. And every week I'll send an email to the person who we're picking. And we would like for you to get your picks in by Wednesday afternoon. And it'll all be in the email and stuff. Nacho just didn't get the email because he's the first one we picked.
Podcastawards.com.
Yes, podcastawards.com. Best sports podcast. We're only in one category this year, best sports podcast.
And since we're only in one, it won't split the vote.
Vote every day.
Every day from a
different
computer.
Starting today. It doesn't have to be a different computer.
I'm saying you can go to multiple places with different IP addresses.
That's right.
Don't make the mistake of going to an Apple store. Oh, yeah, you need different email addresses.
Different email addresses.
Wow, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
If you're going to vote multiple times.
But
if you love us, you'll do this for us.
You'll vote for us,
You'll do this for us.
Yes.
Because podcaster hosts have needs.
whatever that means.
Well, it's a line that all guys use. Guys have needs.
Good night, people.
Good night.
I wasn't laughing about anything.
The camera showed you.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
That's fine.
It's fine.
Jeffrey, you know what?
What?
That's fine.
That's fine.